Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What it do, what it do, what it do. Welcome everybody to the show. Yes. Hold on a second. Let me get my settings together. There. All right. Okay. I'm reloading. Welcome everybody to the show, you dig? K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Episode 195. What makes a hater? Haters everywhere I go. Haters everywhere I go. Yeah, real shit, man. And I got a lot of them myself. I got people that hate on me. You know what I'm saying? So I know what it's like. I know what people who have people hating on them go through, because I have people hating on me. Now, when you're make no mistake about this, I may not be the most popular person, but I am what you would call a public figure. Right? Me doing this show, me being an artist, me running a label, all those things put me in a public light. Right? You can Google me. When you Google my government name or my artist name, same thing pops up, because I'm associated with the same thing. So, I put myself out here, especially once I became a radio host and all of this stuff is uploaded and scattered all across iTunes and the internet. Once somebody downloads it, I can't take it back. All right? It is what it is. So, I've made myself a public figure by the life that I live. All right? And no one gets hated. You get more haters when more people know you. The more people you know, the greater your chance of being hated on. And we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about the mistaken identity of being a hater. Sometimes people mistake me, literally, people mistake me, yours truly, me, Mr. Keep It 100, for being a hater. I get confused with being a hater all the time. Frankly, I'm sick of it. Because the reason people say that I'm a hater, well, it's a bunch of bullshit. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? I'm what you would call a highly opinionated person, and we will get to that. We will get to the actual difference in between the two. You feel what I'm saying? Because people get me confused with a hater, and I got haters, so I hate haters. I really hate them. I loathe them. They make me sick. So I can't be something I hate. I just can't really be a hater. You know what I'm saying? And so I think a lot of people just confuse the shit, mix it up, and confuse opinionated people with straight up haters. But let's go ahead and let me run down the show. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official website to the show. Blogtalkradio/K. K-100. BlogTalkRadio/K-100/ for all you slow motherfuckers. All right. The number again to call into the show is 347-934-0966. We air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, and we're on iTunes. Let me break it down for you. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. There's no dash in those addresses on those, all right? MySpace.com/K100Radio, Facebook.com/K100Radio. Become our friend on Facebook, please. Also, really, really, really want you to become a fan of our page on Facebook, because that way you can get links to the shows that we're going to be putting on. You can also get links to some of the music that I might play, some of the artists if they have an internet site or whatever. If I play their song, I'll put the link on the Facebook page. All right. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizm. B-L-I-Z-M. B-L-I-Z-M. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizm. All right. I'm the host, by the way, in case you didn't know, my name is Blizm. Welcome to all the new people on the phone lines, you new people listening to the podcast, you new people listening to me on the internet. Appreciate it. All right. And one other major place that we are located is the iTunes store. If you know about iTunes, you know about the software. That's where you can get the MP3, the downloadable version of K100 Internet Radio. You used to be able to download an MP3 version of K100 Radio from the actual site at blogtalkradio.com. Well, Blog Talk has suspended that act. They want all the people to get the downloadable podcast version of the shows from iTunes to, you know, solidify their partnership with iTunes, all right? And so, therefore, if you want to get the MP3 version of K100 in the podcast form so you can take it and put it on your MP3 player, you must indeed get iTunes if you don't have it, which is totally free. It's free to get iTunes. Download iTunes. Just Google iTunes, and it'll come up. It takes a couple seconds. Install the software. Then you must need an internet connection, of course, because this is internet radio. You're going to go to the iTunes store. You're going to go to the podcast section from the homepage. Then you're going to just type in, because it's too much to tell you the actual IP address. Just type in the search for K100, the letter K, the number 100. You're going to see a middle finger flicking you the bird. That would be us. Simply because we don't give a fuck. Don't ask me to change my logo unless you want to give me sponsorship money for this fucking show. I'm ignoring anybody who suggests I should change my logo if they're not going to give me money to sponsor the show. Your opinion doesn't matter. If you call into the show, it's all good. But if you try to actually get me to change my logo and think my logo is offensive, I don't really give a shit about your opinion unless you're a sponsor, a possible sponsor. Right now, this show is totally sponsored 100% by Chainless Entertainment, which is my company also. Right. So, that's pretty much how that goes down. I've had numerous people ask me, why do I have that logo? You know, you're not going to be able to do this, that, and that. Well, when I start getting those kind of opportunities and people start wanting to talk to me about making moves like that because my show is just that popular, then I'll change it. Until then, I'm underground, bitches! And I'm loving it while I'm down here, because one day, they're going to commercialize me. They're going to make me change. They're going to make me tone it down a little bit. But listen, you know, and then you want XM now, you know, you really can't. XM, I can get away with most of the stuff I do here. Most of the stuff. I don't want to go any further. That's my goal. I'd like to be a host of a show like this on XM Radio. Now, I can't do FM, because I can't keep it 100 on FM. So fuck FM Radio. K100 Radio, I never want to be syndicated on FM Radio nationwide like the Steve Harvey Show. No problem. No, I'm not a hater of those guys, although I don't agree with half of the shit Steve Harvey says in his fucking book. You'll keep a lot of you motherfucking hoes single. I'm just saying. But now that I'm mad that Steve Harvey is nationally syndicated and I'm fucking on Blog Talk Radio, frankly, I feel like my shit is realer than his shit. But I just can't not say what the fuck I want to say. And so on XM, I think, if I can get this show picked up by XM, if I can get a hosting job on XM, I'm good. I don't want to go past that because you got to pay for that, and I can still say fuck, shit ass, bitch, cunt, scooby-doo-doo-bop. What's up, Shane? So, there you have it. But look for us on iTunes, look for us on Facebook, look for us on MySpace, all right? Do that. One more note. If you're an artist or you know someone that's an artist, you want to get your music played on K100 Radio, you want to get featured, you want to get your little interview or something exposed to my particular audience, by all means, do that. But one thing you got to do, you got to play by the rules. And the rules are, send me your song in an MP3 version, not Wave, not Windows Media, not fucking AIS, MP3, not MP4, MP3. If you have iTunes, you can convert it to an MP3. MP3 to K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, the email address is K100Radio@gmail.com. All right? Send me your music there. That's the first part. Next part is the music needs to be listenable. It needs to be hot. It needs to be good music. I'm not going to kill any of my airtime, you feel me, playing some whack shit that may make people actually hang up or log off my show. If you send me some shit, I'm going to flush it. Yep. Down the drain, Pippin. Down the motherfucking drain. And it's just that simple. I can't sacrifice the quality of my show by you sending me some shit that sounds like you recorded it with a two-track in your bathroom. Not going to happen. But if you do, if you send me some quality music, that's the first thing. MP3, good quality music, I will play it. I will play it. Even if I don't necessarily like the song per se, but if it's good recording quality, I may not necessarily like the vibe. But if it sounds crisp and good and it's not muddied and it doesn't sound like shit, I will play it. But you must blast out K100 Radio on your social networking feed. That means if you don't support K100 Radio, why the fuck am I supporting you? That means if I tell you, if you email me a song and I send you back in that same email address that you sent it to me from, the link to my Twitter, the link to my iTunes, the link to my MySpace, and the link to my Facebook, you ain't got to necessarily do Twitter, you ain't got to necessarily do iTunes, but if you don't have a Facebook or a MySpace, why are you even an independent artist? So tell me you don't have one of those, because if you don't, then you're not even taking your career seriously at this point. In that case, you have to blast out the K100 page on each one of those shows and tell your fans, your listeners, to call my show and support you. If this is the first time you've ever been to my show or the third time, it doesn't matter. I should be seeing numbers from your area code. I should be getting new people on the phone lines like, yo, that Avenue, that's what's up. I should be hearing from your people. If not, why the fuck am I showing you the love? Y'all motherfuckers must have forgotten that I'm actually an artist and a producer myself. I got 50 songs of mine already loaded up in here. I don't need to play your shit. I really don't need to. And my music is hot already. The point is, I'm trying to look out for you indie artists, but you motherfuckers don't want to look out for K100, so if it's fuck me, it's fuck you. See that? See how that works? I play your music, expose you to the over 27,000 people that downloaded my podcast, the however many people call my phone lines. I do all that, and all you do is blast out, I'm going to be on K100 tonight, call in. I got four people's shit who's hitting me up like, you ain't played my shit yet? Nope. Because I go to you, because I'm your Facebook friend, and I know you're on Facebook all the time, and I've never seen you blast out K100 once. Fuck you. Alright? I don't know really how else to say it. I don't know why you would think that I would just show you all that kind of love, and you're not going to show the love back to the show. I eat up three or four, however many minutes of my airtime, and you can't send out a simple check out, you know what I'm saying? Check out K100? You feel me? Come on, man. Come on, man. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, all right? So, that's how it works. You show me love, I show you love, and that's how it goes. K100radio@gmail.com. That's the email address. Okay, let's get to it. Episode 195. What makes a hater? Yeah. I'm mashing all haters just off top. Before we even go any further, before we get anywhere deep down, I'm mashing all true haters. Yeah! True haters. Not people who just don't like your shit because they just don't like it. That's not a hater. Pump your brakes. That is not a hater. I don't like Waka Flocka's music. I've said that 1,000 times on this show. I would tell Waka Flocka that to his face. I really don't like it. I really don't get into it. I won't be like, nigga, your shit's trash. That's a little disrespectful. So you can take that away. You can get into some shit like that, because just saying like, nigga, your shit is trash, that's a disrespectful tone. That's the way you say it. But me, I say I don't like his music. I don't like how he raps. He doesn't move me. I don't listen to his music. The only time I really can actually kind of sort of bear it is if I'm in the club and they play Go Hard in the Paint and everybody gets crunk and it fills up the club atmosphere. So he has some hit songs. I can't deny that. See, to deny that Waka Flocka has hit records out, if I say, man, that nigga ain't got no hits, now, nigga, you a hater. That's what makes you a hater. When you deny the obvious. Obviously, he has hit records. Obviously, when I go to the club, I hear at least that one song. I've heard other ones, but I know when that song was out that I was going to hear that song when I came to the club that night in Atlanta, Georgia, at least, and some other places I've been. Alright? So if I say that nigga ain't never had a hit record, see, that's haterism. Because that's just not true. That's a lie. You just saying that because you don't like him. No, I don't like him. I'm not him, the person, him, his music. I don't know him, the person, personally. So it's not about I don't like him. When I say that, I don't like the artist, the music. The artist, Waka Flocka. You know what I mean? I don't like the music. I don't think he can rap. But I've been called, I've said stuff like that in Facebook. I made fun of him and Gucci and all them in the Shout Bus Shawty thing. I had a whole show talking about what I consider to be whack rappers. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily whack to me to the point where I don't like them, but then again, they're making money doing that. They're selling out clubs, so they can't be so whack because people like them. You feel me? To me, the music is whack. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? But I can say that without being a hater. I can say that because I just simply don't like it. So that's what we're going to get is we're going to get into the nook and crannies about the difference between when I say I don't like some shit and when a motherfucker is straight hate. You feel what I'm saying? It's a big difference. All right? And so that's where we're going to go. So right now I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show and break it down. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right? Let's get it. And I'm reading now. Ever since some rapper somewhere came up with the term hater, the people that we consider to be haters have been around. Ever since somebody made up the word hater, they were already here. Because they were already here before the word hater. Haters were here before haters was even made up by some rap nigga somewhere. Whoever started, whoever said it first, I don't know which rapper said it first, but it came from the hip-hop. It came from rap. Well, some rapper said it, and that's where it popped off from. Well, that's what made it popular, because back, you know, somebody else probably made it up, and then some rapper said it in a song, and blew it the fuck up and made it literally a term to where it's actually in Wikipedia and the dictionary now. Literally. I'm not making it up. Alright? So, yeah, it's a real, it's a newly made within the past 15 years, 20 years, maybe, term that has actually become a staple in our society. We actually use the word like it's a word from the old English language. Hater. It's here. It's never going to go anywhere. I know people saying, I'm so sick of the word hater, bitch. You might as well be sick of the word jealous or angry or mad. Because, motherfucker, that word is now in Wikipedia. That bitch is not going anywhere. So the word hater will be here. Now, ever since someone made the word hater, haters were here because haters were here before the word hater. Follow me. We just use other words to describe them, like jealous or something along those lines. You feel what I'm saying? We see them everywhere they go. We hear them all the time. And they tend to be loud about their haterism. They tend to hate loud. Some people hate on the low. So you got two different kinds of haters. You got outlandish haters who just hate every fucking thing. They just straight up, fuck that. They just hate every fucking thing. They just haters. And then you got people that hate on the low. They act like everything's good, but they really hate on the low. And they actually do things, negative things, to affect the it or the person that they're hating on. They actually try to do things to them. And negative things to those people or, you know, to that movement. All right? I don't know which one is worse, so we'll ask the crowd. But no one really likes them in any event. No one likes the loud or the quiet hater. No one likes them. No, people who don't hate don't like them. Only people that like haters are other haters. But we are often forced to engage them because our livelihoods may depend on it. Like, we have a lot of haters at work. All right? You got people at work who hate the fact that you may have whatever going on, but we don't want to fucking just snap and slap the shit out of their motherfucking ass. Because we need our jobs. We got to feed our kids. Or it might be your boss. Whatever. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or it may even be a family member. You understand what I'm saying? See, a lot of times, we can remove ourselves from haters most of the time, except when it's situations like that. Like, it's somewhere that you have to be. You have to go. You can have a lot of haters in the church, and you can leave that church. You ain't got to go to that church. But your family is your family. You can remove yourself from fucking with them, but still. And at work, you got to deal with shit. You know what I mean? But out of all types of the people in the world, the hater can also be confused with one other type of person, like I said, the highly opinionated individual. In short, this show is about the thin line that exists between being deemed a hater and someone who openly expresses their opinion. Now, you see, I am the latter of the two. I am a highly opinionated person, all right? I could not be a talk show host and not be an opinionated person. That just doesn't match up. My whole point of existence is giving my opinion with K100 and listening to yours. That's what we do here 4 nights a week. So, of course, I'm opinionated, highly. All right? I'm a debater, I'm an arguer, whatever you want to call it. But I've been branded being a hater simply because I'm not easily swayed with the crowd. Since what is considered quote-unquote popular is often used as a barometer to gauge if you are hating or not, people who don't often follow the crowd, be it in fashion, music, the latest TV show, whatever, their resistance to accept what they may not like is often called hate. Now, don't want to harp on it again for the third fucking show in a row, but just really quick. We got people who literally don't like a President Barack Obama for whatever reason. And then we got people who are haters of Obama. That even when he does something good, they still won't give him props. See, you're a fucking hater. The people who don't want to give Obama props for being a commander-in-chief that actually gave the order to catch the motherfucker that killed 3,000 Americans, when you don't want to give him the props for that, you're a fucking hater. You're a fucking hater. Or racist. Probably one of the two. Probably combined. It's a great chance you're a racist. It's a great chance. But if you're not a racist, then you're just a fucking hater. Because if you can't see the good in that, if you can't see the leadership in that, then you're a fucking hater. That's not having an opinion. You can say you don't like the president because you don't like politicians, period, and he's a politician. Okay, cool. It's your opinion. You don't like politicians. You don't like Democrats. You don't like Christians, which he says he is. Go ahead. That's cool. But when he does something that's obviously, do you believe that the person is dead or not with your conspiracy theories and shit? Whatever. If you just don't know, you don't know. But if you're just going to just not even give the fact that he caught that he gave the order and that he was responsible for giving the command to get that guy killed who perpetrated that act on this country, you are a fucking hater. You're the definition of one. Don't fool yourself, motherfucker. You're not just opinionated. You're a fucking hater. Make sure you understand before you leave the show what you are. You are a hater. That's just one example. All right? You see, because to hate, you must have a negative view of something that could almost never be looked at by anyone else. 99% of the time, it's a bad thing. Most of the people who didn't even like Barack Obama that was down there at Ground Zero didn't even vote for that motherfucker, but they caught the act that he perpetrated. Yeah, they was down there. They're like, look, I'm glad they caught him. I mean, I like the guy, but he got him. Good job. Good, score one for you. But then you had motherfuckers saying, fuck that. He doesn't deserve any credit. You know, shut the fuck up, bitch. You, sir, or madam, are a fucking hater. Yes. That's a great, I'm glad that all that happened recently so I can have a shining example of what the fuck a hater is for you to go by. Once again, pay attention, class. To be a hater, the difference between being an opinionated motherfucker, to be a hater, you must have a negative view of something that could never be looked at or normally looked at by most people as a bad thing. So if you feel like Osama bin Laden being killed is a good thing, but you want to say, Barack Obama, it doesn't matter because he was the commander-in-chief of so the fuck what. If you can't even just give him that, you're a hater. All right? And that's just something. I just brought it up one more time because that just happened recently. All right? Now, you're just a fucking hater, man. It's really that simple. All right? Otherwise, it's all about opinions. And we've already had a show on opinions. And this show is about opinions. All right? So, that's how you tell the difference between somebody with a highly opinionated personality like myself and a true-to-life fucking hater. Now, if you don't believe the fact that he's actually dead or whatever, then that makes you a conspiracy theorist. You probably believe he's dead and he got killed and the U.S. forces went in there and killed him the other day, but you don't feel like Barack Obama deserves any credit for it, you are a fucking hater. And you make me fucking sick. Yeah. Episode 195. 347-934-0966. Here go the questions. Question number one. Who's the biggest hater that you know, and why do you call them a hater? I'm going to figure out if this is somebody that is an opinionated person, or are you confusing him with being a hater or not. I want to know who they are. You tell me why you call them a hater. What have they hated on? Give me an example. And I'll tell you whether or not that's just their fucking opinion. That doesn't necessarily make them a hater. Question number two. I just gave you my number one. I don't feel like I got to go any further. I gave you my number one prime example of a hater. So you make sure you understand that there's a difference between being an opinionated person and being a hater. Not liking someone's music doesn't make you a hater. It means you don't like their music. Not liking a movie doesn't mean you don't like it. You feel me? Not liking the way a person acts doesn't mean you're a hater. If you like tall, slim, light-skinned bitches, and then somebody says Serena fine as hell, and you say, no, the fuck she ain't, nigga, you a motherfucker hater. Stop misusing the word, motherfucker. Stop using me. A lot of people misuse the word hater. I see it all the time on Facebook and Twitter and shit. In real life, people constantly, hater is probably the most misused word right now. People are constantly misusing the word hater. They are confusing hater with people who are opinionated. I see it all the time. That's really what this show is about. But I'm gonna let you give your examples. Question number two. What person do you think is hated on the most? Now this could be you. But I want you to be realistic. You really, you get hated on more than Will Smith? Yeah, probably not. But you can give it to me. I'll let you go ahead and give me two examples of like normal people and a celebrity. Give me a celebrity that you just think gets hated on all the time. Mine is definitely the President of the United States. I don't think no one gets hated on him for no reason but the fact that deep racism or just you're a fucking hater than him at this particular juncture right now. Fucking ridiculous. But give me an example. And I get hated on myself a lot. Once again, just public service announcement. To anybody that might be listening that is a hater of mine, and you're a guy, and you hate on me to a female that knows me, I've told you 1,000 times, women really don't like haters, and they really don't like guys that hate because they feel like it's a bitch trait like jealousy. So when you hate on me to females, they come back and they tell me what you said about me, and now I know you're a hater, and then you wonder why I don't fuck with you anymore. This is a constant revolving door with me and niggas here, you know. I don't know why you feel the need to. If you're going to be a hater, I suggest you be a silent hater when you know a female especially knows me. A guy, whatever. Female, if you know they know me, why would you tell them that some hating shit about me as if they're not going to tell me? I think it's the most. You got to be a fucking idiot. You have no clue about how women work. You're a dumbass. Question number two again. What person do you think you're hating on the most? Question number three. What sex hates more? Men or women? Who are the biggest haters? Men or women? I gotta go with women. I'll tell you why when we get into it. Question number four. Have you ever openly hated on someone or something yourself? Don't lie. Have you ever really been a hater of something? You just like, you know what? I'm a hater on that right there. Fuck that. I'm a hater. Keep it 100. Question number five. What was the worst case of haterism you ever witnessed? I witnessed a whole bunch of it this past 3 days. Whole bunch of it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. First up, what it do, homie?
What's good? I told Young Pat I was going to be the first one to call in. What's up, man?
You were indeed, and he's right after you, though. He was right after you. Put your beat to it. I'm going down the line. I'm going at the top of the switchboard. So, yeah, you did beat him. You were here first. In fact, what's up to everybody that's on the phone line? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Quite a few people. Man, everybody got haters? Y'all got haters? I got haters watching me. Oh, where's Big Bully? Wait a minute. Let me see if I got Bully Street Song haters somewhere. I gotta see if I got Bully Street Song haters. Bully got a song called Haters. I'm going to try to find it and upload it and play it tonight. Somebody call Bully Street. Bully Street? Somebody call Bully Street. I'm going to get Bully Street Song haters on. I got it in my computer somewhere. While you guys are talking, I'm going to be uploading that. Okay, Billy Bad Finish. Question number one, homie. Let's get to it, all right? Who's the biggest hater that you know, and why do you call them a hater?
The biggest hater to me, Rush Limbaugh.
Now, are you sure? When you say people like Rush Limbaugh, you feel me? I got to make sure that you understand that the point of this show is to show you the difference between a hater and a highly opinionated.
And a highly opinionated person. And okay. No, and I understand, but see, with Rush Limbaugh, he's just all he do is just blasphemize Obama for whatever reason. You know,
he don't like Obama.
Huh?
He doesn't like Obama.
Yeah, no, he's just an outright hater. He don't like him. He don't like his wife. He don't like his kids. He don't like nobody black. You know, he compares us to Rip Eaton.
To me, Rush Limbaugh is a closet racist. Like him and Glenn Beck are closet racists. They just don't want to say they're racist, but they really are. And most racists by default are going to be haters, by default. See, to me, Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck are racist. They just won't make as much money if they wore their fucking hood and their swastikas everywhere they go. So they mask it. But to me, they closet racist.
Oh, yeah. Glenn Beck, too. You know, all Glenn Beck does is complain. Every episode, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, all Glenn Beck does is complain.
But a complainer and a hater? See, I'm trying to get the actual definite. Once again, everybody, let me tell everybody one more time now. One more time. To me, this is how I'm going to define a hater. All right? For the purpose of cutting short, I think this is a fairly good definition. It's someone that has a negative view of something that could never be looked at as to majority of people as a bad thing. There are already a lot of people who don't like Obama anyway, whether it be for a racist reason or whatever. So just because he doesn't like Obama doesn't necessarily make him a hater. Because he just doesn't like Obama. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't like John McCain, but I'm not a hater of John McCain. I just didn't like him. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can dig that, you know.
So you're saying that it's your opinion. It's your opinion.
Oh, yeah. I think Rush Limbaugh's a hater. I think Trump's a hater. I think Sarah Palin is a hater. I think Beck, O'Reilly.
Who don't like Obama, but that doesn't necessarily make them haters. These are people that I know don't like Obama. I know they don't like the president, but that doesn't necessarily make them a hater, per my definition, because there are a whole bunch of other people who don't like him also.
Yeah, of course, that would also fit into your definition as well. But, you know, of course, it plays two sides into it. You know, of course, what they're going to say on camera, they're going to portray to the public. But, of course, what they say off camera would be completely different. Now, do I have facts on that? No, not yet anyway. Not unless they had their hand caught in the cookie jar and be like, oops, I can't believe I said that, you know. But that's what I believe. They are really they're undercover haters. Let's say that. They hate on the left.
Well, they're undercover racist. That's what I think they are. I think they're undercover racist. That's what I think they are. I think they're really people who just don't like black people like that, but they just can't say that because of the way the world works now, so they can't say it. But had this been 100 years ago, they would be – Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck would be Klansmen.
Oh, they'd be heroes.
They'd be they would literally be part – they would be part of the fraternal order of the Ku Klux Klan, I believe, if they felt like they could do that and be radio hosts and Fox News correspondents. Unfortunately, they can't. So then thus – they play like they're really okay with black people, but they're really not. That's my opinion of those guys. You feel what I'm saying?
That's feeding on the long spoon.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's totally different from just being an all-around hater. Let me go to the next question. But I after you say no haters, and I'm going with that's your answer. That's cool. What person do you think gets hated on the most? What person
what person get hated on the most?
I mean, per what you just said, you're probably going to say Barack Obama.
I mean, of course. That's a no-brainer. But just like an average everyday person. I mean,
Give me an average everyday person, and also give me, a celebrity.
Okay, so an average everyday person. Okay, a dude I used to work with. His name JJ. You know, he's perceived as a ladies' man, but you know, you got a lot of dudes hating on him because you know he's dark skinned. You know, he walked with that cocky swagger. You know, he got a Crown Vic on 24s, and you know, he got more women than the days of the week. So, you know, he gets hated on constantly. So, you know, I mean,
how does he get hated on? How does he get hated on? What do niggas do to hate on him?
You know, okay, you know those first four words, you know, that begins the haterism like list, you know, and of course dudes really don't have a specific list like females do, which would answer number three, but we'll get to that. They always start off with this, man, fuck that nigga. You know, that's how it always starts.
You're right. You're right. That is a classic line and a nigga about to start hating right there. Man, fuck that nigga. That is a classic. A lot of times when dudes say that, you know what I'm saying? Man, fuck that nigga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's probably going to start. It's a good chance. unless he's really got some real beef with that guy, that is gonna go down. He's about to hate. It's probably gonna be a good. He's gonna hate. I give you that. That's a good one. But what about a celebrity?
Not a celebrity.
Guys who get women are gonna be hated on. Trust me, I know.
Oh yeah, and then guys who dance real good. You know?
Yeah. They're gonna get hated on. Real shit. So what about the celebrity?
Now celebrities, shoot, now that's a tough one because you know you have a lot of them out there. I mean, of course,
I'm gonna tell you a celebrity. I'm gonna tell you since I am hip hop, you feel me? And I'm gonna keep it hip hop. I'm gonna tell you a hip hop artist I feel gets hated on a lot. I think Drake gets hated on a lot.
Who?
Drake.
Oh, Drake? Well, yeah. I mean,
crazy. You hear all kind of people say that Drake is this, that, or whatever, and they say it's one thing to say you don't like Drake music, and I don't ride around listening to Drake. But when you hear somebody say, man, he can't even rap, now there you go, motherfucker. You a fucking lie. Dude got dumb wordplay. Stop playing. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
of course, it's my opinion, but once again, to hate, you must have a negative view of something that could never really be looked at by a majority of the people as a bad thing. If you ask 100 people that really listen to hip-hop, I guarantee you over 90 of them will say Drake can rap. They don't manage to like his music. But if I ask you the same thing about Waka Flocka, you feel me? You won't get more than half the people who say he can actually rap. That's why when I say I don't think you can rap at all, I don't feel like a hater, because if I ask 100 people that question, they're all going to say, I like that song because I like that beat, but he can't rap. So when I say I don't like Waka Flocka, I don't like how he rap, not the person, that doesn't make me a hater. That's just fact, because you can't get 50 people out of 100 to tell you that Waka Flocka can actually rap. But if you ask that same question about Drake, can he actually rap, you're going to get way over majority of those people to say that, yeah, he can rap. They may not like them. They may not ride around listening to Drake. But they will not say he can't rap. You feel what I'm saying? You see the difference?
Yeah.
Trying to break down what the hater really is and the people who just have an opinion about something?
Yeah, that's true. You know what? And I got another person, too. You know, Nicki Minaj. She gets hated on heavy because, you know.
Female, you know, too. You're yeah. About female. Yeah. I don't necessarily, like I said, when it comes to Nicki Minaj, I don't listen to Nicki Minaj like that because not rapping to me, because she's a female. She's really rapping for Barbie, that whole movement. So I can't relate. But, and I don't necessarily think she's got the illest flow, even though she's had some mixtape shit that she really killed it. But she got commercially dumped the flow down when she got with Young Money to sell more records, and I get that. So I know she actually raps a little better than what she's putting out right now. But some of her songs, she does have some pretty good songs. Like Get It On Them is a hot record to me. You feel? She's not doing too much shit, but it's just, the swagger on it is dope. It's a dope record. And I'm not even a fan of hers. You feel me? I can say that. You know what I mean? I can say that hard in the paint. When it comes down to it, it goes hard in the club. But that doesn't mean that's gonna make me say Waka Flocka is a good rapper. I'll never say that. I will never, ever, ever say that, because I simply feel like that dude can't rap to me. And so that doesn't, but when I say that, a lot of times people call me a hater. They call me.
And I agree with you. Now, hey, look, I stand right there next to you and be like, hey, he, name one good bar that he spit that don't talk about the same thing that he normally talk about.
I don't give a fuck if he's talking about the same thing he's talking about. I don't give a shit. He just can't rap. You know what I'm saying? His vocabulary just is probably on the, to me, sound like he's about on the fourth grade level. That's just my opinion. And as a rapper, I don't want to hear motherfuckers talking to me like I'm in fourth grade. Okay, next question. Because she's fucking 20-something years old. Which set takes more, men or women?
Women do.
Why do you say that?
Women do. And it breaks down to what I had said in the last question. Okay, when a dude becomes, you know, starts to hate, you know, he goes off with that man, fuck that nigga, that's it. You know, he really don't give, like, a general list. But women, when women hate, they pull out scrolls on why they hating on this woman, you know. And this, you know, it always ends with this, and this is the typical woman response. I bet I could take her nigga from him.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, women say stuff like that. They don't say it around us a lot, though. You know what I mean? They'll stay around us a lot.
No, they don't. But, you know, not unless you find that one woman bold enough to step up to you when your female turn her back and then do some stuff on the low, you know. But other than that, yeah, women, they pull out scrolls on why they hating on another woman, you know. They pull out scrolls, you know, from
yeah.
Egypt and shit, you know, like roll out like a red carpet. So, you know, they could bring it out and be like, man, that shit was fake. I seen that at the mall, and her weave ain't horse hair. It's human hair, and her eyelashes are too long. And, you know, they just, you know, they go into specifics with it. You know, I'm just like, damn, why are you worried about her? You know,
I think that women hate more simply because it's like a physical thing. Like, I think women hate more on women who are more attractive to them. Dudes hate dudes that get more pussy than them and got more money than them. But
yep.
It's a greater chance of a woman being more attractive than another woman. Thus, by default, I think they hate more based on that. I guess, does that make sense?
Yeah, they get into the scrolls with it, you know. So that's just my thing on it. That's why I think women hate more than dudes do.
Right, right. Oh, the song is not Bully song. It's Dink De Niro. Dink De Niro! Dink De Niro got a song called Haters. My bad, Dink De Niro. Dink De Niro has a song called Haters. We're going to play it. I just found it. All right, next. Last question before we open up. We got more people trying to hear. Last question. What's the worst case of haterism you ever seen in a witness?
Well, let's see. I put it like this. Okay, me and my homeboys, we go out, you know, to the club or whatever. And, you know, my homie, you know, he's one of them pop locking type dancers, you know. And I ain't gonna lie, you know, I could say that, you know what, I hated on him for a little bit because, you know, he already got an old lady at home, right? So, you know, he out there pop locking, showcasing and all that stuff. And, you know, next, you know, you got girls flock to him like he a celebrity, you know, after he done. You know, and he just turned him down, left and right. Like, nah, I got a female at home. Nah, I got a female at home. I'm like, damn, nigga, put me down. And I'm like, man, fuck y'all dancers, dog. You know, I can say that. I can say that, and I still party with him to this day because, you know, I don't mean ill by it, you know what I'm saying? But I just know, I'm like, man, y'all dancers get all the damn females. Come on, dog. Say something who those who can't dance. Well, you know, who just want to post up in the club with a drink, you know?
you hate niggas that can dance. You're a hater of niggas that can dance because you can't dance, is what you're saying. You're a hater of people who can dance.
I can say that. But, you know, I don't outright bash them or nothing like that. But
it takes a big man to say that. It takes a big man to admit that. You know what I mean? It really does. It takes a big man to admit that. I know a lot of short guys who hate guys that are taller than them. Who hate tall guys. No, for real. I think if you gotta just take the number one thing that a man hates another man about, if he's a short man, he's gonna have an issue. He's gonna be a little bit of a hater to the big guy.
Yeah, because you know girls ain't gonna go for that.
And you know why? And you know why? I'm going to tell you right now, since I said that, I'm going to give you the number one reason why women are bigger haters than men. Pay attention, everybody. Because for every fat woman in the world, she hates skinny bitches. You see it all the time. And there's a whole bunch of fat bitches in the world. All right? Fat women, 90% of the time, hate on skinny women for no reason other than the fact that them motherfuckers are fat. And they are not. You know what I'm saying? Monique is the number one grade A. I mean, she makes it funny, but the bitch was, you know, her propaganda, she became famous on hating skinny bitches. So that's why I say you're going to always have the more women haters, because as long as you got big women, and there's a whole bunch of big women in the world nowadays because this country's going to fucking shit. Documentary called King Corn. Look it up. But anyway, look it up. That's the number one reason why there are going to always be more women haters than men haters, because if you're a fat chick, you're gonna hate on skinny chicks most of the time. You get the big women who are comfortable in their skin or the ones who really don't care. But I mean, come on, really? Yeah, you know what it is. Stop playing. All right, Billboard, hold on, homie, stay on the line. All right.
Yes, sir.
Young Pizzle's up next. 773's after that. I see Jana on deck. Young Pizzle, what it do, homie? What's happening? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Episode 195. We got haters, man. And we got haters. Young Pizzle, straight up, first
what's
question. Who's the biggest hater you know, and why do you call them a hater? We're going to determine whether they're just an opinionated person or a hater. Who's the biggest hater you know?
The biggest hater I know. Like, in general?
Yeah, the biggest hater you
know. Or just, like, in my personal life.
Doesn't matter. Just the biggest hater you know, in general or in your personal life. If you know somebody in your personal life that's even a bigger hater than, like, Rush Limbaugh, like, you know what I mean? Like, Billy Bad or whatever. Just give me the, in general, who's the biggest hater you know?
I know a group. And, don't want to slander anybody, but they just started spreading lies around about me because I made a different business decision than what they wanted me to.
Mm-hmm. So you
know what
hold on. Now, here's another example of the word hater not being all the way really used properly. Once again, everybody, a hater is someone who has something negative to say about someone that can never, ever be looked at by anyone as a bad thing. Now, it sounds like you are confusing liars with haters. Liars and haters are two different things. If they're spreading rumors about you, then that makes them a bunch of liars.
Okay, I understand it. You're right.
Right?
All right, so the biggest hater I know I'd have to go with... Yeah, I really couldn't say it because...
Okay, so you don't know
the biggest hater. Like, everyone is really just highly opinionated or just fucking liars.
Okay, like I said, if you're a fucking liar, a lot of people, once again, you're going to get people to lie. You know, you lie. You're a liar. It motherfucker be lying. Hating and lying? People like to cross them together and say a hater is a liar. No, I want to talk about, the name of the show is What Makes a Hater. We use this term all the time. When you actually trying to, if you met, what's wrong with the guy getting fucking the chick? Are you fucking her? Is that your wife? Why are you mad that he's fucking her? You jealous motherfucker. If you trying to stop him or throw salt in the game because he's fucking a chick that you would like to fuck, but your game ain't good enough to fuck her, you a fucking hater. Because him getting pussy, that's not a bad thing. Pussies were made to be fucked.
It was.
Stay there for it. To have babies and get fucked. What we got?
Go ahead.
So that's never, sex is not a bad thing. So there's nothing bad about two people having sex that has nothing to do with you. So the fact that you are trying to stop that and block that, that means you're a hater. You're hating that. But if he goes back, that same guy, you know what I'm saying? You, not that same guy, perpetrates and uses a lie to try to stop the other guy from getting the pussy, then he's a liar and a hater. That's the same. That's not. That may be what you're up against. But if they just going around saying, man, young Pat is lying like a mother. He's lying like a motherfucker about this, that. But they ain't trying to stop you from progressing or doing whatever it is that you do. Then they're not hating on you. They're just making lies up about you. They're just telling lies about you.
Yeah.
So you understand what I'm saying? That's what I want to get. That's why I said it. That's why I named the show What Makes a Hater, because I think people are using the word the wrong way. Question number two. What person do you think is hated on the most, and what person do you think is getting hated on the most? Name me a person you feel like you hate on a lot.
I would really have to go with the president there.
I mean, that's my number one person right now. Like I said, I pick President Obama when it comes down to rappers. I pick Drake. Also, Eminem. Eminem gets hated on all the time. Now, it's one thing to not like his music, but when you try to tell me that he can't even rap, you can say you don't like the fact that he's talking about killing his mama and his baby mama. I'll take that. But when you tell me that he can't rap or that, you know what I'm saying, he doesn't deserve, I mean, he just had an album that came out how many years ago, Go Diamond, recently. The Marshall Mathers LP went diamond recently. That means it's still selling after all this fucking time. You know what I mean? I mean, what are you going to tell me you can't rap? Shut the fuck up. Just don't like the fact that he's white and he's making money off hip-hop. That's what you really call it.
That is what it is. They are true hate.
You know what I mean? You feel me? Well, yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man. But don't tell me he can't rap. Just tell me you don't like how he rap. But don't tell me he can't rap. I don't want to hear that shit from you.
In fact, don't even say that. Just say I'm a hater.
Yeah. So you gonna go with the president. Question number three. Which sex hates more to you, men or women?
I would have to go. I'm gonna have to agree with Phoenix on that one and say women, just because of the simple fact that they got more reasons to hate and they damn just be angry all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
They be angry for no reason.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They be mad because they don't want to go to the club and everyone else does. Some stupid shit.
But I mean, that's just, I mean, I don't know. I gave a couple of reasons already why I think there are just more reasons for women to hate, is what I'm saying.
Right.
But guys, we got our two reasons. That nigga got more money than me, or he fucking the bitch I want to fuck, or he's just getting more pussy than me. That's us. What else we got? If you're a short dude, you hate tall people. Okay. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You feel me? I mean, that's generally the reasons why guys generally hate.
I was at the bar Sunday night, and someone looked up to me, one of the homies. He said, "Why the hell you gotta be so tall?" And I looked down at him. I said, "Why the hell you gotta be so short?" You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, it's just, that's it with guys. But when it comes down to women, you've got everything I just named, because they hate on those same things,
right,
about each other. But then you got, because she's skinny, because she's got long hair, because she's light skinned.
Because she's got a big booty.
Because she's got a big ass. You know what I'm saying? Because she's got a husband and you don't. And it's just a million other fucking reasons that women hate on other women. Way more reasons. So you can't, I mean, you got to go with the women. Y'all just hate on more things. We got our things where we hate. And we got those couple of things. And generally, if somebody's hate, a man is hating on another man, it's going to be about one of those. He's got more money than him. You know what I'm saying? He's fucking a chick that he wants to fuck, or he's just generally just getting more attention from women than that guy ever. And then you got the short guy syndrome, where he just hates on the motherfucker because he's a short motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, because women love tall men. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so, yeah, you know, you got the basics with us. It's not a lot of shit. It's gonna come down to somewhere up in there, but women, shit. The list goes on with you motherfuckers. The list goes on. Last question: what's the worst case of haterism you ever witnessed before?
Well, I would have to say back when I was in the street doing my thug thizzle, I was out there trapping at the gas station. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in. I made about $400-$500 in a couple hours, and five people came up and tried to rob me.
I mean, you want to call that hate? I mean, I call that just hitting the lick. I mean, they ain't hating on you. They robbing crews. Like, that's what they do. They the robbing crews.
Yeah.
That's their job.
It is, but I mean...
All robbing crews, I
consider it them hating on the hustle and on the grind, because they don't want to do it themselves.
That's just a motherfucker who said, fuck... sitting out here trying to catch a motherfucking charge. We're going to sit here, watch this motherfucker catch you slipping and rob your ass.
Yeah, that's who.
I mean, that's not hating on the fact that you're getting money. That's just, they fucking robbers. That means you got to say all thieves are haters, because they breaking into somebody's shit, stealing it because they hate. No, they doing it because they fucking thieves.
Yeah.
So if the robbing crew robbed your ass, damn it, they're the robbing crew. That's what the fuck they whole purpose is. They the robbing crew. They don't make them haters. You know what I mean? I do see that. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not gonna call them haters. They the jack boys. That's what the fuck they do. It's the whole purpose of existing. To rob you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't really go with you on that one. Alright. But thanks for calling into the show. Appreciate it. You did.
Really?
I'm gonna go to the next line. Jenna. Jenna.
Hey.
What it do? Thanks for calling the show, babe. You did? All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right? K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 195. What makes a hater? Pump your brakes. You're probably going to be wrong if that person's a hater or not. Jenna.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest hater you know, And why do you call them a hater? Now, you've been listening online for a minute. Now, you know where I'm going with this, about are people really haters or not. All right? People are misusing the word hater. People are misusing the word hater. Who is a real hater? Think about it.
Before we get into all the questions, can I get a mash in, please?
Okay, fine. Phone yesterday. Go ahead.
Okay. Over the course of the weekend, I've had the fraud-ass motherfuckers trying to call in, trying to extort money from me, trying to say that I won this, that, and the other. Some big-ass wannabe scam artist motherfuckers. And so I told them about themselves after they had called so many fucking times throughout the whole damn weekend.
Uh-huh.
Now, after that, he was mad after I got done with them. And so he wanted to go on to say that this motherfucker was from Al-Qaeda and that he was going to come to my fucking house and blow me the fuck up. So you can fucking say that I was more than heated and having to go through all this bullshit. I just want to mash these motherfucking scam artists as motherfucking punk ass niggas that don't have no business about themselves. You need to go out and get some real motherfucking business about themselves. Go out, get a motherfucking job, and ain't trying to scam no motherfucker. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah!
and there you have it. Jenna. Okay, Jenna. I don't know how it goes from telemarketing scam to you being threatened by the by Al-Qaeda, but I kind of got lost in translation there. But okay, I don't want to.
I don't know either. Hey,
yeah,
I don't know either.
I don't know how they got lost in translation right there. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It went from a scam to being
by Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Only in your world, Jenna, but I'm asking for you.
Yeah!
All right, question number one. Who is the biggest hater that you know, and why do you call them a hater?
I would say the foreigners that say they hate America so much, but they would love to live in the free world. That's a good one.
Actually, they are really haters. They just mad because we got the freedoms that they don't have, and they talk shit about America like we the evil empire, but really they want to come over here and goddamn, you know, have running water in their bathroom when they take a shit. I think you're right, Jenna. You might be on to something. I'm inclined to kind of sort of agree with you. Even though we don't really know, but I mean, people who hate America because we can do shit that they don't do, but they will still want to live here, they're in fact haters because, yeah, if you really want to live here, but you really just act like, you know, we the worst motherfuckers ever, don't get me wrong, I'm critical of the country, but I've never said that this isn't the best country in the world. Being as though I've traveled to other places, I know for a fact that out of the places that I've been traveled to, it's way better than a lot of countries I've been to. So I can be critical of the country, but I'll never say France is better than fucking America. I'd rather live in... You ain't never heard me say no shit like that. Motherfucker, I don't want to live nowhere else. Fuck that. I don't want to go to Africa. No, the fuck. Just because I'm black don't mean Africa's better than this motherfucking country. Get the fuck out of here. Kill yourself ASAP. If that was the case, why the fuck all the motherfuckers driving cabs over here? So now.
Thank you.
It's not why I want to go. Just because I got dark skin don't mean I want to live in Africa. I have no bone in my body that says I want to go and live in Africa. Wouldn't mind visiting. Living there, it's a negative Ghost Rider. I'll take the good old U.S. for all this fucked up shit that's got going on. Okay, I like that answer, though. It's a good one. Question number two. What person do you think is getting hated on the most? What person do you think is getting hated on the most? Name me a person. She could be famous.
I was gonna say Nicki Minaj because even everybody from everyday people to artists, they always saying something about her. They backstage laughing behind her, right behind her back. So I was actually gonna say that one.
Nicki Minaj, she's she does get hated on. Nicki Minaj gets hated on, but okay, I'll take Nicki Minaj. Why not? She does get hated on. I can't even lie, and she gets hated on by a lot of women. Strangely, a lot of women hate on Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, see, the thing about it is, I don't think people who say Nicki Minaj can't rap, like if you're the type of person who like the Brat, or you like Rod Digger, or you like Eve, and you say, man, Nicki Minaj, that hoe can't even rap. Well, I'm throwing up my hands, like, actually, yeah, you're kind of right when it comes to comparing to them. If that's the kind of shit that you like, then you can say Nicki Minaj can't rap. Long as you don't say Nicki Minaj ain't got no hits, or Nicki Minaj ain't hot. When you say Nicki Minaj ain't hot, bitch, there you go. There you go. Bitch is hot. Stop playing. Stop lying. You a fucking hater. That's obvious. She's hot. See, to say Nicki Minaj ain't hot, I can say Gucci Mane can't rap, but I can't say Gucci ain't hot. That's where I become a hater. It's all about how you word your shit.
Yeah.
I think Gucci Mane is one of the is garbage when it comes to rapping. That's why I don't buy his music. You feel me? But he's hot. He's hot. He's a hot artist. He gets played. He's hot.
You make sense.
But I don't like his music. You know what I'm saying? So if you say Nicki Minaj ain't hot, you a fucking hater. Now if you say she really can't rap, or you don't like how she rap, you know what I'm saying? That style, that Barbie style she's got. You don't like her swag, her style. That's one thing. And you hear people who say, but I hear people say she ain't even hot. Well, you need to clarify yourself, because that's the fuck she is. She just sold 1 million fucking records. That is very extremely hard to do in this, right now in music. Very, very, very hard to do. Very. Okay, next question. Which sex hates the most, men or women?
I would say women.
Okay, I mean, why are you laughing? I mean, you know, look, it is what it is.
No, I know.
Because, I mean, think about what I said. Like I said, with the guys, we only got like 3 or 4 things that we're going to hate on another guy about. It's going to be about some pussy, or it's going to be about some money. If you're a sharp motherfucker, you're going to hate on a nigga because you're a sharp motherfucker and he tall. And the chicks love tall men. It's only a couple of things where guys really get to hating on another guy about. He got more money than him, whatever. But you guys, I can just sit here and name shit all night about shit y'all hate on other women about. Hating ass women. She got better hair than you. She light skin. Her ass is bigger. She's got a husband and you don't. You're fat. She's skinny. It goes on and on and on with you people. On and on and on with you damn females. You got so many reasons to hate another woman. Doesn't make any damn sense. Question number 5. What's the worst case of haterism you ever witnessed in your life?
Okay, with my sister, when she first started out for her Facebook, right? She got a hold, like, when you go over there to my house, over there to her house or whatever, they tend to, like, take pictures right when you walk in. So they ain't going to be the most flattering picture in the world, right? And so when she first got Facebook, she started putting up all these fucked up pictures, and a lot of them were of me. And only because she never really liked me. She's always said, every time I see her, she'd say, oh man, this is the biggest hater line. Oh, it must be nice. Oh, it must be nice to have rocking that. Must be nice to have that car. Must be nice to live in that house. Must be nice. Yeah, bitch, it's real nice. Did you try it?
Must be nice. Oh, must be nice. And, man, fuck that nigga. You know, probably going to have some haterism coming immediately after those terms.
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck that nigga. You know, you say that about, when another guy says that about another guy that he has no beef with, he's probably going to start hating. Whenever you hear a black man say that about a man who he has no real beef with, he's going to start hating on that guy in about 2.3 motherfucking seconds flat. Man, fuck that nigga. When the news say that about another dude that he ain't got no real problem or no shit or no real beef with, you know what it is right then off top. Must be nice. That's a nice way of saying, you know, yeah, I guess, yeah, must be nice is one of those hater terms. that's gonna it's gonna come probably right before the hate, the true hating starts. Most of the time, if they
know, they say it with attitude. They ain't gonna say it like, "Oh, that's like it's nice." They're gonna say, "Oh," and they're gonna have like a look on them, saying, "Oh, let's be nice." Like, you, like they really don't even want to say it.
Right, 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 right. Exactly, exactly. All right, Jana, thanks for calling into the show. I hope you don't have a roadside bomb waiting on you when you pull out your driveway.
I hope not, neither.
Yeah. Stand by. Shay, what it do?
Hey, what's going on? What's
going on, babe? Thanks for calling the show. T. Lewis is on deck. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Episode 195. All right. All right. What makes a hater? What makes a hater?
Yeah.
What's that, you say? Who's the biggest hater you know, and why do you call them a hater? Let's see if they really are a hater, first off.
The biggest hater I know? I'm going to have to say that toupee wearing Donald Trump.
Why you say he's a hater? He just doesn't like the president.
He hating on him. I think he might want the president's position, to be quite honest with you. He wants power. He's hating on him because he's in a position of authority. If he wants that position of authority.
Just because he wants to be the president doesn't make him a hater. I said we're going to break down the reading of the word hate. Oh, let me ask you this. Now, I'm not inclined to disagree with you. I just want to make sure the reason that you're giving me is the reason why you think he's a hater. I want to make sure when somebody else asks you this, when you leave Kate with Earth and you're talking to a group of white people somewhere, and you be like, Donald Trump is a fucking hater, and they say, why is he a hater? I want you to be able to pop right off the top of your tongue. Give him a real reason of hate. Once again, everybody, pay attention, class. A hater, in order to hate, you must have a negative view of something that could never be looked at by a majority of people as a bad thing. See, you didn't hear Donald Trump come out and say the president don't deserve any credit for getting Osama bin Laden killed. You feel me? You never heard him say that. That would be an obvious form of hate. Anybody who feels like the president doesn't deserve any credit whatsoever for that operation is a fucking hater. Because obviously he does, and obviously that was a good thing that happened. But if you say, you don't think the guy's doing a good job with the economy, or, he's a businessman and he wants to repeal the Bush tax credits, which is another major reason why Donald Trump doesn't like him and wants him out of office, that's not a hater. That's an opinion. That's an opinion a reason why he doesn't like the president. But that doesn't make Donald Trump an Obama hater. It just means he doesn't like him being the president because of the decisions that he makes. Doesn't make him a hater. So I ask you again. You say Donald Trump is the biggest hater that you know. Why? What has he hated on? What has he said that is a negative view of something that could never be looked at by anyone else as a bad thing? Because you got a whole bunch of other people who look at
who look at taken out of context. If that's the case, then nobody could technically be a hater. Because
yes, you can.
Anybody
I just gave you a prime example of how. Because 90% of the people in this country, if you're an American, now if you're a fucking Muslim living in fucking Islamabad, but if you're an American citizen and you don't want to give the President of the United States credit for being the Commander-in-Chief and Osama bin Laden being killed on his watch, you're a fucking hater because, once again, you have a negative view about something that should not be looked at in a negative way by a majority of the people as a bad thing. That's when you're really a hater. You feel me? You're a hater if two people are having sex. If I'm a guy and I go to a guy and I'm telling another person, fuck that guy, I don't like him, and the only reason why I don't like him is because he's fucking another chick that I don't fucking, I want to fuck. That makes me a hater because two people having sex, there's nothing wrong with it. Most people love to have sex. So if two people are going and enjoying themselves having sex and it ain't got nothing to do with you unless that's your motherfucking wife or some shit, why the fuck are you saying you don't like that guy simply because he's getting that pussy? Then you are a fucking hater. So yes, haters can exist. You just got to make sure you put them in the right context and call them what they are.
According to your definition,
I just told you what it was.
But according to what you're putting it, you know, it's like I said, according to the way you're putting it, it's like, you know, somebody who has that opinion that nobody else could have. Who is to say somebody else couldn't hold that same opinion?
No. You're not listening to me. If you don't like somebody because of an act like that, you feel me? That two people having sex has nothing to do with you whatsoever. You don't like a person because they are fucking that person. then you're a hater, because unless that person is your boyfriend or your sister and you think that person is a bad person or your personal friend and you think they're, it's just because they getting some pussy that you ain't getting, you a hating ass nigga. You mad because, or
well,
if that...
I say Donald Trump is a hater simply because he doesn't like President Obama because he is the president and he is black. He's trying to find any kind of way he can to this president.
That makes him a racist, not a hater. If he doesn't like the president...
That makes him both. He's actually both.
Racism is a form of hate, but not just you got to say both. Then, if somebody says you're having a conversation with some white people, if you're having a conversation with some white people, don't say that you don't like Donald Trump because he's a hater. You say you don't like him because he's a racist.
I
like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck because they're closet racists, not because they're haters. They don't have to like the press. It's because I think they're closet racists, not because I feel like they're haters. That's misusing that term. I think
Trump ain't in the closet. He's openly racist.
I think they're racist, and that's why I don't like their bitch asses. Not because I think they're haters, though. I don't associate the term haters with Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. I assert the term racist with it, though, with them.
Well, I personally feel like he is a hater and racist, so I'm going to give him two negative cards.
Okay, but I just want to make sure. That's why I said the name of the show is What Makes a Hater. Because I'm trying to break down what the true definition is. And people be telling me, that's a hater. How is that a hater? Because he may be a lying motherfucker. Don't make him a hater. You know what I'm saying? Unless he's lying on the motherfucker to be a hater. Like, if you go back and tell that chick, oh, yeah, you know, he fucked that chick, and you know I didn't because you don't want to fuck with me no more, then you a lying motherfucking hater. You a compound motherfucker. All right. Question number two. What person do you think is hated on the most?
I'm gonna have to say President Obama right currently.
Okay, I think the answer, because that was my answer right now. If I had to pick one, what about artist or actor or famous or somebody like that?
Let me think about it.
Beyonce gets hated on a lot by other women.
Who'd you say, Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yeah, that came to my mind, but I don't know if she would be my top pick of who gets hated on the most, but I agree she is hated on a lot. And it's just because she's pretty, that's what it is.
Yeah, you know how many females who look like fucking the bottom of my shoe say she ain't even all that cute? Bitch, kill yourself.
Their mama must have told them they was beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? Stop playing. You know damn well that's a fucking pretty woman. I don't give a fuck what your definition is, whatever. For you to say she ain't even all that pretty, she ain't even pretty to me. Man, come on, man. Stop it. She can't even really sing. Bitch, stop. I done heard her sing before. What are you talking about? She can't sing.
Now, if anybody says she can't sing, they're just straight up hating.
I didn't know how many women say that about her. She can't even really
sing.
You
know what? But can they sing? The ones that's talking about she can't sing, can they sing? Because if you can't carry a tune, then you don't need to open your mouth talking about what somebody else can't do.
But when we say... This is the thing. Let me say this freaking definition once again, okay? To be a hater, to hate, once again, ladies and gentlemen, you must have a negative view of something that could never really be looked at by a majority of the people or pretty much anyone as a bad thing. So if you ask 90% of the people in the world, 95% of the people in the world, can Beyonce sing? And they're going to say, yeah. And then you got that 5% of people who say, no, she can't even sing. Them 5% of motherfuckers are obviously haters, because most of the people everybody has their opinions and this shit like that, and I understand. But when you got an overwhelming majority of people who just does not see that shit that way, and you're just that one person, you can have an opinion, but if it's blatantly obvious that that person really is talented and she can sing, you're a fucking hater.
Yeah, apparently one thing, but you can't deny somebody's talent.
Like, I don't have to like country music to say that Shania Twain can sing. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She can fucking blow. I don't like country music, so I don't like her music, but she can fucking sing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. It's obvious. It's obvious. Come on. This is what I'm trying to get everybody to just... Let's rein in the world later, ladies and gentlemen. It's not reckless as shit. Stop it! Okay. Who hates more? The men or the women? Which sex hates more? Give it to
me. You know, as much as I hate to say it, I'm going to have to say the women, because I have endured a hell of a lot of hate in my past employer. And, you know, and I ain't I don't walk around like I think I'm all that and everything, you know. Like, he doesn't walk in the door just because I'm smiling. I'm generally jovial, jolly kind of person. Oh, what's she smiling about? What's she so happy about? I'm like, well, hell, I'm sorry that you're miserable with your life.
I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. Women are just by far the sex that hates more. It's just true. It is.
I mean, it doesn't make no damn sense. It's like, really? I mean, you know, really? Why are you gonna be hating on somebody about something that just the way they are? You know, whether it's somebody the way they look, their size, or something they got, or what they're doing. If it's something they got that you want, well, hell, go work for it and get it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, if you want to be smaller or whatever, have great muscles, go to the gym. You know, there's no need for all that hate. There's just no need for that. If you want to be happy, smile. Shit, it rubs off.
Yeah. So that's why, like I said, I think women just have more things that they hate each other on. So it's just like, for me, that answer is just like easy. I'm just saying it to be controversial, but it's an obvious answer if you want to know the truth. Now I was going to say something, but now I'm not even going to say that, because I don't even agree with what I was about to say to my own self. Question number four. I was going to say, but then I thought about it for a second. I was like, nah. I was going to say guys mostly hate in the background more, but then again, I had to change that myself. I don't even believe that.
But you know what, though? I won't say more, but when guys do it, I will agree that they don't necessarily do it, like, just blatantly, like, you know,
standing around
in the group, oh, I can't stand her because look at her little bitty self or whatever. You won't hear a guy, I can't stand him. Look at them 22-inch rims he got.
We are more secretive with our hate than you guys are. I will say that. We are more secretive with our hate. We undercover haters more than y'all are. Y'all be straight up open about it more than us.
Women keep it 100.
I'm just saying,
at least you're going to know. If somebody's going to hate on you to your face, at least she's going to make sure you know.
Right. But you know why that is, though? You know why it is that guys are more haters on the low? It's because it's such a female trait to guys,
that's
a bitch
trait.
You feel what I'm saying? So being a hater is really a bitch trait to us. It's like jealousy. Jealousy is a female trait. Haterism is a form of jealousy. So thus, we don't even want to be associated with being a hater, because that makes you look like a bitch nigga because you a hater. That's why when we do be hating, it be on the low for the most part.
Like, you want nobody else to know.
Right. That's why dudes do it on the low. Real shit. Don't say you ain't never learned on this motherfucker show. Say you never learned on this motherfucker show. You feel me?
Gotta give them their education.
Right. Okay. Last question. What's the worst case of haterism you ever witnessed yourself?
Oh my gosh, let me see. Well, you know, I know we had a controversy about, you know, the definition of haterism, but Donald Trump is just rubbing me all the wrong way. I mean, it's like, you know, really, about the whole president and his birth certificate. I mean, it's like, you really had to keep on about that? So, I mean, I'm going to say that just, since that was national, I want to say that was the worst lately.
Okay. All right. All right. Stand by. All right?
Okay.
All right. 347-934-0966. Going to take a quick music break. I see Key on the line, 770-676. I see T. Lewis on the line, but before we go, since we're in the middle of the show, and I'm going to go answer the rest of these calls that got their hands up, I'm going to play my homie Deep De Niro's song, Haters, in lieu of what we got going on here tonight at K100 Internet Radio for episode 185, What Makes a Hater? I'm going to go ahead and rock my homie's song, Haters, and then we're going to come right back to the phone lines. This is Deep De Niro, Haters.
Big bully,
Deep De Niro. I got your back, bully.
Yeah.
These strings, nigga,
yeah.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
We
hey.
Do
yeah.
Stuff some
hey.
You dig?
Hey.
Yeah. Let's go, bully.
I got haters, man.
Haters, man.
Everywhere. Some over here. Some over there. They in the ear. On some haters shit.
Yeah.
Mad at me, cause I be on that playing shit.
They
got to shave a bit.
What?
They some idiots. Everything about their life, dog, is idiots.
I'm
a fire girl.
I'm a fire girl.
I'm a fire girl.
I'm a fire girl.
to be ambassadors. Big school neck, nobody's outlasting him. Man, he getting more money, but go ahead and get it.
I got haters, man. Haters, man. Everywhere. Come over here.
Come over here.
Come over here.
Come over here.
I got haters, man.
Haters, man.
Everywhere.
Come over here.
Come over here.
Come over here.
Come over here.
That's my homie Dink De Niro and my homie Big Bully Street. Strizz in the motherfucking building. I got haters watching me. I got haters watching me. Oh, 773, I see you back on the line. I'm going to come ahead and come to you. Then I'm going to T. Lewis, key at 770. 773, you ready to talk to me now?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. I know I seen you on early and I seen you had a hang up, but since you were on way early, I said I was going to try and get you back. When you hit back, T. Lewis is on deck, then Keaton, 770-676 in that order. Episode 195. You did. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. What makes a hater? Call on the line. Who's the biggest hater that you know, and why do you call them a hater?
The biggest hater that I know will have to be this little bitch that I used to go to school with.
What does she do to make her a hater? Let's see if she's a hater or a liar or an opinionated motherfucker. What does she hate on you about?
I mean, just everything about her to me is hating on either me or another person. Example. I'm going to use a recent example. I be on Doughboy Music, D-Boy Music, here and now. So, as you see, I got a lot of shit going on my Facebook page. So, she must have inboxed me one day. We got a tour coming up May 6th down there in Florida. So, she inboxed me like, now you know damn real Rick Ross ain't gonna be there, Lil Webby ain't gonna be there, you a goofy, you just trying to fit in. Just a whole bunch of crazy shit. So I'm
like, Are they gonna be there?
Yeah.
Okay.
The contracts are already done, all of that is taken care of.
Okay.
But I'm like, okay, so ended up hitting up another guy I know on some, I said a little guy I fuck with on some, Chanel be talking to such and such and doing this, trying to pretty much break up our relationship or whatever. Shorty, get that bullshit up out of here. Try again.
Let me ask you one question.
You tell me if she's a hater.
She's a hater because she's trying to break up a relationship for no other reason than the fact that she don't like you, so that would constitute her being a hater. But let me ask you, are you really fucking with such and such? Is that the touch?
No, I'm fucking with the girl she's talking to, and that's it.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking. You know, I'm just asking. All right?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Well, she sounds like she might be a hater. She sounds like she just doesn't like you also, generally, just doesn't like you.
She don't.
You know, and just like I said, if she just didn't like you, that's one thing, because people don't like me, and there's some people that I just don't like. You feel what I'm saying? I don't hate on them. I just don't like them. You feel me? But I don't hate on them. I don't lie on them. I just don't like them. You know what I'm saying? That's why I just don't associate with them. You feel me? But sounds like, yes, she is a hater. And, you know, if people who try to break up relationships of other people for no other reason than the fact that they don't like one of the parties or both of the parties, then I will constitute to say that you're a hater, because per my definition, ladies and gentlemen, a hater is someone who has a negative view of something that should never be looked at as bad by anyone or by majority of the people, and a good, healthy relationship should not be frowned upon. A good, healthy relationship is not frowned upon by other people. So if someone wants to break up a good relationship for no other reason than the fact that they don't like one of the parties, you, in fact, are a hater. Congratulations. All right. Question number 2. What person do you think get hated on the most?
You say what person?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go right now. I already just say Drake early. I believe that. But I'm going to have to go with my bitch Nicki Minaj and a regular day-to-day person. I don't know no regular day-to-day person.
Okay.
At this moment.
But you say Nicki Minaj. A lot of people are saying Nicki Minaj. I happen to feel like people hate on Nicki Minaj, but like I said, when people say, I don't like how she rap, I take that. I'm like, cool. You can say that. You can
right,
say,
that's not necessarily hating,
like,
but.
Yeah, I don't like how she really rap myself, but if you tell me Nicki Minaj ain't hot, you a motherfucker lie. Goddamn lie. That bitch is hot. She's the only female game in town right now. Who the fuck is the competition in rap? She has none. I'm sorry, and I love Kim. But Kim, baby, I love you, shawty, but you are not as hot as Kim is right now. You are the original. You was the original Queen Bee, but right now she's crushing the game. She's killing you with Did It On Them. She's hurting you right. You were hurting right now. Right now. And
yeah.
I'm a Lil' Kim fan, and I am a Nicki fan, because I came from that era. But she hurting her right now with Did It On Them. But, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I like Kim more than her, but fact's a fact. Is that, it is what it is with that one. All right. Which sex hates the most, men or women?
I think females hate more openly. I think men are some strong-ass men haters, but women announce theirs more. And I won't just say it's intentionally. A bitch could be like, well, shorty wig fake or whatever. And you looking from the outside and be like, damn, that was some hating-ass shit. But it could just be like, okay, her wig fake. It's synthetic hair, bitch. It ain't human.
But no.
It's not like I'm hating on it. It's just that I realize that.
I'm just saying, if the bitch wig ain't on straight, it ain't on straight. That's not hating. If you got that lace front shit looking all fucked up in the front of the and laugh and clown that hoe because lace front's fucked up, hoe, you need to get your hair done right. Your track showing,
you
bitch.
Stupid.
Get your shit done right, bitch. That's all I'm saying. That's not hating.
You
that's
alone.
The truth is never really hating. Let's just get that shit clear right now. Let me say that again.
Okay.
The truth is never hating. If the bitch lace front all fucked up and this shit looking like she got a goddamn piece of masking tape across the forehead or some shit, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Her
hair fucked up. It is what it is. But you need to get your hair fixed. That's not really hating.
True.
You feel me though?
But some females be like, that's hating. Definitely if it's coming out of a bitch who ain't got no hair. If it's coming out her mouth.
No.
Then they'll be like, oh, yeah, you hating, bitch, because you ain't got no lace front or whatever the case is.
No, if your lace front look at a hot mess, then bitch, no, she ain't hating. Your lace front look a mess. All right, next question. Have you ever openly hated on someone or something yourself?
I think I have.
What was it?
I mean, it done happened on several different occasions where after I said something, I'll be like, damn, that was just some hating ass shit. But I can't really pinpoint.
Several different occasions, you kind of a hater? You a little bit of a hater? You got a little hater in you?
No. It was just like, okay.
Whoa. You did it several times. You got a little hater in you. You got a little hater. You got a mask.
Nah, it ain't like that. It's like I was saying something that could, like, it's true, but it's just probably the way I said it or the people that was around when I said it.
The only time the truth is hating is when you're going back telling somebody else's business in order to cause a breakup or some shit like that when it's none of your first place. That's hating. But okay, so you got a little bit of hate in you. Whatever it was, you got a little hate in you. Let's go to the next question. What was the worst case of haterism you ever witnessed yourself? Was it the same chick?
Nah.
Same chick getting the same chick? Just same
pretty
chick.
Much.
Okay. All right. My number one case of haterism is I've literally had females come back and tell me a dude 21 has literally said that she shouldn't fuck with me because I'm like whatever reason, like I've had guys actually tell women she should fuck with me, tell women about other people that I might have sex with or whatever, or some shit like that. I've actually had guys like dime me out and shit. So I think that would be like my number one way of like people saying that that's where I get hated on more than anything. You feel what I'm saying? When people say Blizzum, your music ain't hot, blah blah blah, I don't take that as hate because my music ain't for every fucking body. If your favorite motherfucking rapper Shawty Low and you like Laffy Taffy, if you don't like Blizzum, it's a good chance you ain't gonna like Blizzum. You're not my target audience though, bitch. I don't care if you like me. I don't make music that you like. I don't give a shit if you like my music. That's the thing that people don't understand about artists, certain artists like myself. I don't give a fuck if you don't like my music. If I make a song called Queen for the Sisters, nigga, and you don't like it, fuck, nigga, do you think I care if you like that song? Bitch, if you like it too much, nigga, you suspect. Real nigga shit. I mean, come on, man. I don't make songs for everybody, so, you know, if Waka Flocka and Gucci are the motherfuckers you ride around bumping all day, you're probably not going to like the Blizzard music. That's cool. You're not my target audience. So you won't see me over there, you know, where you don't see me really shopping my CDs, you know, I said outside the pool palace when it was open or some shit like that. Well, I know everything that they're playing there and everybody who go in there and they play the same fucking kind of music all night long. That means you like that shit. Why am I passing my CD out outside there? Why? That's fucking retarded. It's just the truth. You don't like my music. I don't make the kind of rap you like. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? I can take criticism about my music. You feel me? Now, if you say, man, that nigga Blizzard, man, he really ain't serious about this shit. He ain't no grinder. Now, bitch, I'm ready to fight you like almost. Because now, you're a fucking liar. Now, you really just hate me. That's absolutely 100% not the truth. Oh, Blizzard, he got bad business. He don't keep his word. No, nigga, you a motherfucking lie. No, I don't got no bad business. You a fucking lie. That's hating. You feel what I'm saying? That's hating. But if you say you don't like my songs or whatever, fuck it. You probably ain't my target audience 90% of the time anyway. Most people who say don't like my music, nigga, I really wasn't rapping to you anyway. I didn't even make the song for you. I got one or two songs for you. You might like this song. And if you don't, I still don't give a fuck. Because I got too many other people who tell me they like it. So that's your asshole talking. I don't like Gucci Mane, and he sells a lot of records. Well, not I take that back. He does a lot of shows, and he's popular. Doesn't sell a lot of records though. All right, T. Lewis, what it do, homie?
What up?
What's poppin'? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Keys up next is Keys up next is 770-676. On deck, T. Lewis, episode 195. Uh-huh. What makes a hater? Yeah. Who's the biggest hater you know, and why do you call him a hater, T. Lewis?
who's the biggest hater I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the topic of the show. It's kind of hard for me to classify. I guess from the definition, I can't necessarily say Donald Trump right now, because I mean, like I said, he can pick up one out of many points why he doesn't necessarily care for the president right now.
Right.
But
does it make him a hater? Because he doesn't like the president. Does not make him a hater. All right. Does not make him a hater because he doesn't like the president. I don't like George
right.
Bush. A Bush hater. I don't really hate. I'm not. I mean, in the sense of the word that we're using it, I hate him. I hate him the person, like, but I'm not a hater of him. Like, I'm not trying to hate on him per se, like that. How we use it as a slang term. I don't like his fucking ass. But you know, that doesn't make me you know what I'm saying, a hater or whatever. If I say I hate George Bush, I mean, I literally mean it like the word hate. Like, I want to punch him in his face. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, that hate. Like, yeah, that hate. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, him not liking Obama does not constitute him being... That's what I was trying to tell Shay. Just because he doesn't like Obama, doesn't view his politics, doesn't make him a hater. Now, if he would have came out and said that it wasn't a good thing, that Obama doesn't deserve any credit for Osama bin Laden being caught, and I've not heard him say anything of the such, then I would have him dead to rights as being a fucking hater. Because anybody who doesn't feel, once a fucking again... that Obama deserves some credit for that motherfucker being dead, you a fucking hater. Go ahead and goddamn give yourself a round of applause. Standing ovation, bitch. You a hater. And in the definition I put forth in the show. Straight up. So, anybody else besides Trump?
If I can't really think of anybody like on a grand scale right now, but like personally, My former director, yes, he's a hater, big time.
Why is he a hater?
I can say that.
Why is he a hater? What did he do? What did he hate on? What did he hate on you about?
What happened was right before I made a career change, not a career change, but a shift. Let's put it that way. Basically, to make a long story short, they put me in a position where they sent me actually back 10 years, things that I was doing 10 years ago. So it's like, okay, there's no development for me going on here. So you know, I'm not working with anything new. Any new developments or anything. So it's like, okay, oh, just work with us. We don't want to see you leave. What if we try to do this and this and that? I was like, no, that makes no sense. Because then I'm going back to doing, again, what I, you all know what I came here to do. Again, speed, fast forward it. I told them, if this does not happen, then I got to go. Because it can't work like that. So basically, what happened was, had a couple opportunities come up where they were pretty much paying me way more than what they were paying because they cut my pay too from what I was making before. I leave. And bottom line, she didn't want to talk to me. She had nothing to say about what could we do to keep you. She didn't tell me congratulations. It's people that didn't even like me to say congratulations. You know, just the lip service stuff.
I'm trying to figure out where the haterism comes in. She just didn't say anything.
The problem is that the hating part about it is that basically I'm moving up onwards beyond what she was trying to do for me. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, you did that, but did she try to stop you? Did she call the next employer and give them a bad review of you and try to stop you from moving?
I mean, like I said, well, I actually fast forwarded because I applied for two positions. One of the positions, she didn't even review my resume. She told me flat out in front of my face, well, I don't have your resume in front of me, so I don't know your qualifications. Really? You don't know my qualifications and you're my senior director. What's going on? You see what I'm saying? And then the second time it happened, I applied for a position that they actually hired me for that they moved me away from. So I was like, okay, I should be a shoo-in for the position because that's what they hired me for anyway. They didn't even interview me past the first interview. And I'm like, well, I sat on a panel of people when I first got here, and y'all know what I bring to the table, so what's the problem? Why are y'all going to look outside the company? So, yeah, she was hating big time.
Okay.
She didn't even want me to move up. She wanted me to accept what she was putting out. She wanted me to accept the bones that she was giving me. And I just wasn't going for it.
I guess you could, the jury's still out on that necessarily actually being a form. But I feel you. But I don't know if it's necessarily ironclad or form of haterism. But I hear you. I don't know. I need more info. Question number two. What person do you think is hating on the most?
what person do I think is?
Yeah. What person do you think get hated on the most?
Ooh, man, it's a lot of them that get hated on. Like you said, you all gave a bunch of examples like Beyonce, Drake, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z.
You think Lil Wayne get hated on a lot?
Not as much as the other ones do. Not as much. I don't think he does as much.
I don't hear as many people saying that Lil Wayne can't rap. I hear a lot of people saying Drake can't even rap, and I'm like, what the fuck are you listening to?
I've heard that now. I've actually heard people say Lil Wayne can't rap. I was like, well, wait a minute. I'm not a Lil Wayne fan in the world, but he can rap.
My thing with Wayne is, and I'll tell you straight up, my thing with Wayne is, I've never said Wayne can't rap. Wayne can rap, but I think he's highly overrated. When people start
trying to say that's what I said.
Kill yourself. I can name you 50 rappers off the top that are killed that's just better than Lil Wayne. So when people try to put him in greatest category everything, Wayne is an example of somebody who you need to say is he the hottest rapper out. 2 years ago, before he got locked up, you can say Wayne was the hottest nigga out, and he was. He was. He was every fuck. He was in fact the hottest, but the best rapper? Fuck no.
Yeah, he wasn't the best. Because I've always said he's overrated. I've always said he was overrated.
He's not even in the top fucking 20, okay, of rappers. And that's just guys that's actually still rapping. I'm not even going to talk about the ones who came before him that aren't even rapping anymore or dead or whatever. That's people who actually rapping right now. I can name 20 rappers that rap better than Lil Wayne right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who just flow better than Wayne. Wayne was just hotter than them. He was all over. He had more exposure, but he was not a better rapper than about 20 people I can just blur off the top of my head. So anyway, that's my thing. But I was never a Wayne hater. I just was stating my personal opinion. He's hot, which is true, but the greatest ever or the greatest out right now? Fuck no, not even close.
Nah.
Which sex hates more to you, men or women?
Oh, it's no contest, women. It's no contest. women hate. I hear all the examples that I gave since I called in. Man, I've heard women hate on the way this other chick, female, had went and got a pedicure and what type of paint she got on her toes.
Yeah,
I mean it gets down to that minute detail of the hate that women come out with. It is bananas. I'm sitting here like a woman can have her hair done and it looks nice. You have a guy that says, "Oh, I like the way her hair looks nice." Or I like the way her hair looks. It's a problem. Oh, it ain't all that. It ain't all that. Did you see the way I had mine done last week? Well, fine. I didn't think it looked as good as hers.
No. Yeah.
You feel bad?
Right.
It's
right.
Crazy.
Right.
You see the white girl with the black dude. Oh, she hating on her. She hate on both of them. It's crazy. It don't stop.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, my connection got cut out. Actually, that was my connection, but it got right back up. It pulled right back up. All right, last question.
All right.
What's the worst case of haterism you ever witnessed? Not on you, just witnessed. Somebody else hating on somebody.
The worst form of hating I ever seen, I was actually in the military. Actually, I was telling somebody about this story one day. This cat, he was cool, though. He was married. His wife was pretty, though. She was fine. But one of my boys, we called him Shaq. And, man, this cat found out that he was, you know, he had a side chick. He had messing around with his wife. And so he wanted to get his wife real bad. Man, this cat went up and decided that he wanted to tell his wife that he had another chick on the side. And then but then we didn't even know he had another chick on the side, but he had actually two, but the other chick didn't know that he was married, and he found out about that chick and went and found out and told her that he was married and was messing around with the other chick, and she was married while trying to set him up with the married chick while the girl was going to come there, and they was all three was going to catch him at the same time. Oh, he was trying to get in good with the wife so he can marry the wife. And I was like, God, dog. And we ain't even know Shaq was like that, because Shaq was cool. We had no idea Shaq was doing until that came about. And then it just so happened that the second chick that was out there to come visit McCoy, she ended up leaving early to come visit him. And then the wife was on her way from her job at the airport to come catch her. And the other chick couldn't even come for whatever reason. So he kind of got caught up, but it kind of blew up in Shaq's face.
Military got a lot of fucking haters. Let me say that again. Military niggas are some of the most hating motherfucking bitch made niggas I ever met in my life.
And if you're a lower rank than like somebody that's higher ranked than you.
Okay, I got mine. I knew it. This whole conversation, I'm coming, Key. I'm coming, 770. That line right there just made me realize the greatest motherfucking example of haterism I ever witnessed. Oh my God.
Yeah. If you're a lower ranked than the higher person and you look like you're doing better than them and having more women, it's a problem.
Man, do you understand? I think I even ended up getting court-martialed because of hate at the end of the motherfucking day. And I've told a story about how I got court-martialed and everything. You feel me? On the show before.
Yeah.
Saying, you feel
I
me?
That.
But I think that all stems from pure hate because I was fucking with the baddest motherfucker on the base. When I tell you the baddest motherfucker, and I was an E fucking 3. Officers, admirals, nigga, every motherfucker, chief, everybody wanted the one girl that I was fucking with. And she loved the hell out of me for whatever reason. I was like the luckiest bastard. I felt like the luckiest motherfucker ever. It was probably 5 other women on the base that really could see her. But that's NAS Norfolk. That's a lot of motherfucking women. You know what I'm saying? When 5 more, you can maybe 5 people that's better than her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Top 10 on the base. Yeah. So that was devastating to a lot of guys. A lot of guys. I had one of the goddamn first class dudes in my motherfucking goddamn unit try to get me transferred over that pussy. That's no motherfucking lie. Try to get me transferred over that pussy so she wouldn't be around me that much. You feel what I'm saying? It just so happened that she ended up getting transferred to our division, TPU temporarily. And when they transferred her to my division, everybody was already on her, but we was riding around. We had a truck detail. And I had the only open seat. So you had to ride 2 to the truck in the detail, on the base detail. And I was the only person who wasn't paired up. So they paired her up with me. Why they do that? You know what I'm saying? They obviously didn't know me. You know what I'm saying? Obviously you don't know me. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I come in, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn. I'm like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I come in, you know, they didn't like me anyway because I just, you know, I would come in like I need a shave shit and I ain't got one. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of shit. I was ruthless at that point. I wanted to get out. So I was on some real fuck it shit by that point. You feel what I'm saying? I was really like, so I'm ready to get the fuck out of here anyway. Fuck all of it. You feel what I'm saying? So with that being said, I ended up kicking it with her. You feel what I'm saying? And man, at first it was cool because no one knew. It was on the low. So I was smashing it for like, almost 6 months before everybody found out. Nigga, once everybody found out, when I hadn't beat it to the point where she couldn't hide the feelings no more, nigga, man. Nigga, you wouldn't believe the hate. I'm talking about, you got people who are officers, you got lieutenants, everybody really just, so when I ended up, that's why I felt like I ended up getting court-martialed for the little bullshit, because I felt like nobody really knew what the fuck I was doing. There was no way you could really, really know what the fuck I was doing. And even the fact that how it went down, I felt like people were trying to get me caught up, but they really didn't know the thing. So they just sent them to my barracks room. But if you really don't know me, because I really didn't fuck with too many niggas on the base anyway, you ain't understand. I had the barracks room, but I had a motherfucking place off the base. But only a small circle of motherfucking people, thankfully, knew about my place off base. You feel what I'm saying? And so when they sent the motherfucking NIS for me and everything, they sent me to my badge room. Well, bitch, you ain't got nothing. But then they was like, well, piss them. And that's how they ended up fucking jamming me up. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the whole thing started because I was fucking with her. Because once that shit got out, nigga, I be in the... Man, you talking about dirty looks? You talking about niggas literally she would call me and be like, I didn't even know men acted like this. You feel me? I can't believe some of these dudes like this. You feel me? Like, they literally want the pussy so bad that they just straight up tell absolute lies about you. Tell me that you fucking with people. Tell me you was places I know you wasn't because you was with me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And so I'm like, but dudes are like that. But she was like, no, I know dudes are like that. But she was like, I've never seen it to this magnitude. And then after a while, I started to see what she was saying, man. I almost got into two or three fights with high-ranking dudes because they wanted to flex on me because they wanted to flex their rank and be like, boo, go do this and, like, try to talk crazy to me in front of her because they outranked me. To the point where I had to say, hold on, give a fuck about them boys, nigga. What the business? And I had to whoop one. I got caught. I got captain's mask for that. Because of that, because he tried to stunt on me because I was fucking her. He wanted to stunt on me because he wanted to show her, oh, yeah, I outrank him. Fuck that. But, nigga, you don't understand. Nigga, fuck that and fuck this shit. Nigga, I run through you and I had to do it. Fuck the boss. And I got captain's mask, got busted down to an E2 because I had to whoop a second class ass because the nigga tried to stunt on me in front of her for the only reason why, because he wanted her and he couldn't have her. So, and when it comes to my life, nigga, that's the greatest form I had. The time I was fucking with one chick for about a year. That whole year, that second half of that year, I experienced more hate than I ever I about to blow up and be the most famous rapper ever, nigga. It don't matter. I probably won't still get that kind of fucking hate. It was that bad.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
He could tell you, so he could be like, he could verify, because he was like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He was like, nigga, we talk about it all the time. Like, man, you remember that bitch ass nigga did this and he said that? I was like, man, these niggas real. So the military, to me, dog, military niggas, I ain't going to lie. Military niggas be the most hateless whole niggas ever to me sometimes. Now, you got some real niggas in there, but that's why I had to get the fuck out of there, before I ended up killing me a bitch, because I didn't really like half of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because really, they're bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. They're the kind of niggas, they really could have been cops in other worlds, in the real world. Because they use their authority.
That's kind of how I was when I was in, man. It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a shit. Like, I had to whoop that second class ass, but the nigga really just tried to pull rank on me, and it wasn't about him pulling rank because I did something wrong. It's about a bitch. Fuck, nigga. So now I had to drag him. And I got busted down, restricted to the base, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? For that same reason. Reason the nigga didn't like me because I was fucking with the girl he wanted to fuck with. So that was, I can tell you honestly, 100%, that's the greatest form of hate I've experienced. All right, stay on the line, homie. Let me get these rest of these calls real quick.
Yeah, man.
All right. Key, what it do, babe?
What's up? What's
going on? Thanks for calling the show. 770, you on deck. 347-934-0966. Thanks for calling the show. K1's Internet Radio. Episode 185. What makes a hater? I'm sorry I had to go on my little rant, but when C. Lewis said that shit just broke all that fucking hating ass.
I know, it made me remember some stuff from the military.
Man, you was in the military, you know.
Yeah.
Some hating ass niggas you ever met on some real shit.
Yeah, some hating ass females too, because when I went in school, while I was dating this one Marine, and he kind of kept himself, and he was like the finest motherfucker. So them bitches was like, what is it about her? What's so special? You know all that old bullshit right there. But anyway,
right. That's how they felt about me though, because I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even a fucking petty officer, nigga.
Made them super mad is like he wouldn't talk to nobody. It's like they couldn't even jam him up in no shit because he wouldn't even fuck with them. But he was like, bitch, I'm good. You know, really got to him right there.
And I'm gonna keep it full disclosure all the way 100. I had a motherfucking I really had a girlfriend on top of that. So you would get niggas literally telling her, why are you even fucking with him? Don't you know he got a girl that live off the base and blah blah blah? Nigga, she know. She don't tell. But if you knew everything, you would knew that bitch was legally married too. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
But you don't know that because she was like, don't nobody on the base really know she was married. So she was like, I can't trip because she was trying to go through a little messy divorce or whatever. So she was like, I ain't even trying to even trip about that because she's like, I mean, I'm legally married anyway. It don't even matter. So she was just like, I just dig your swag, your style. I fuck with you. You cool as fuck. You know what I mean? She just liked me. It was about it. And once we hit it off in the bedroom, it was whatever. So she was like, why am I going somewhere else? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get married to nobody nowhere anyway. I'm good where I'm at. So it was just like they didn't understand because they would tell her, oh, you know he got a chick he live with her? Nigga, she know. ain't hot that she knows.
Yeah, niggas killed me trying that snitching shit.
So that was just the worst thing. Them niggas was niggas used to really. I'm telling you, man. I got into a fight and got busted down for that shit. Try to get trans. They try to transfer me off the base. All kind of shit, man. Really, just whole shit by a fucking chick. Don't get me wrong, she was fine, but come on, man. If one of them was fucking her, I would never do any of that. You know what I'm saying? I'd just be like, damn, nigga, is that pussy good? Tell me. I want to know. You know what I'm saying? Is it good as it look, nigga? Just let me know. I just want to know. Just holler at your boy. But I wouldn't do none of that shit them niggas did, man. So military niggas, if you're in the military, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck if you get mad, nigga. Fuck you. Like, that's the truth. That's just my experience. I was in it, too. So, you know, you could say I could be called that at the same time. But I experienced more hating niggas out of all the rap niggas I know, street niggas I know. All the other groups of people I know, white people I know, nigga, military motherfuckers, black, white, whatever, was the most hating motherfuckers I ever met in my life. All right, so, Key, here we go. Who is the biggest hater? Who is the biggest hater you know, and why do you call them a hater?
Man, the biggest one I know has to be my ex-husband's ex-girlfriend. That bitch.
Well,
that bitch used to be on her job.
She really a hater, or really do she, do y'all just not like each other? Now, come on, let's
no,
get to
she
it.
She was a hater. She was a straight-up hater. Like, she
hater.
Would be telling, she would, like, be saying shit, like, you know, she was in high school, she was this, she did this, she did that. Bitch, you didn't even go to the same high school I went to. They 3 years older than me. I had just got to high school, and then you didn't even go to the same school that I went to. But you telling him, you trying to tell him stuff about when I was in school. Or one time, she done had this dude to act like he was talking to me on the phone, and she done, like, added, put my husband in the call, like, and he talked to this girl all disrespectful, like, you know, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you, and da-da-da-da-da. Bitch, what? Really?
Wow. So she was all, that's hating, that's more crazy bitch, crazy lying-ass bitch than hate, but yeah, it's hating there, too, but that's more crazy bitch, too, like, that's
she's
crazy,
been
bitch.
His mama ill about stuff like, oh, she got a baby, like, you want him to be somebody already got a child, and, you know, just all in people ill about me, you don't even know me, in his friend's ears, and just all, it's all kind of shit, just straight, just lying, like, and half of the shit, like, it, the same situation happened, like, with you, you telling him I'm with this person, but bitch, I was with him. That's how dumb you are.
Right. Right. Okay. Because she was more liar than hater, but yeah, she was a hater too. She was mad, and that goes like I said. But yeah, you're right. I'm gonna say yeah, she is a hater. She was a hater, but she was more liar than hater. Cause just going back telling people shit that ain't true, that's a liar. Like I said earlier, you feel what I'm saying? That's more of a liar. But she's also a hater for her motives for trying to break up your relationship.
Yeah, because like I said, it was true that I had a child. Yeah, that was true. But she just tried to make it out to be a bad thing. Like, oh, she got a child. Like, bitch, you had an abortion. Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Just because you killed, because they talked you into killing the baby y'all had together, you want to dog me out. Right. Don't do it.
Right. Okay. What person do you think is hated on the most?
I got to say the president. He be getting hated on, like, from all angles. From all sides, he catching it. He be catching it. Now his hair all gray on the side.
right.
Yeah,
he
catching it right now.
But he good right now. He's straight right now though. He feel good right
but
now.
But it's still
right.
People hating. Even on top of this, it's still people hating on him.
I
like
know,
Reed on your page. Reed, he one of my other big haters. Like, how you gonna be like, oh, bitch, President Bush did the work.
Shut up. He's a fucking and you see exactly how shit. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking hater. See, I don't mind people giving their opinions about Obama, but when you just straight up hating, if you don't want to give him credit for what credit, bitch, I'm a mess your fucker. Not on my page, you know, I eat your ass up like I had to do him. Hold on real quick, kid. Real quick, everybody, pay attention. We running over to the last hour of the show. We running up to the third hour real quick. I'm not going to do a whole hour. I'm just going to do a little bit of it. But if you do want to hear me take the rest of the calls and finish up and wrap up the show, I got 770-676 on the line next. If you want to hear me wrap up the rest of the calls and everything, you got to dial 347-934-0966. The show stops streaming over the internet in about 40 seconds, and you can't call into the switchboard in about 40 seconds. You got to call in, get on the line now. If you want to talk to me, actually give your opinion. I will answer all my calls before I close out the show. I never close out the show with people wanting to talk. But you got to dial 347-934-0966. Get on the phone line. Make sure you're somewhere with a stable connection so I can take your call. Once again, 347-934-0966. All right? Make sure you call the number. Get on the phone line so we can finish up the show and wrap it up. All right, back to Key. Question two, Key. Which sex hates the most, men or women?
It's women.
Women?
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah. I know y'all don't like to admit some things, but, you know, I'm glad you
I don't care about admitting that because that's just, they just is what it is. Women just some damn, because they so jealous, and jealousy breed all kind of other stuff, and hating is definitely a baby of jealousy.
Yeah, exactly. Question number four. Have you ever openly hated on someone or something? Just for a minute.
I was trying to think of an occasion when I have. I couldn't really think of anything. I was like, and I thought back for some years. I'm trying to, like, even when his ex was doing all that nonsense, I ain't even hate on her. I was just like, bitch, if you make me whoop your ass, that's what I stuff.
Right.
I took that stance. But I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, say, if it's something, it's pretty much true. If I say, damn, that bitch have fucked up, you know, her hands fucked up. Like, bitch, why you walk around the sandals and your toes rubbing the ground? Like, that ain't no hater type shit. You need to get some bigger shoes or clip your toenail to the phone.
yeah.
I can't really think anytime
truth
I just like hate on somebody.
Like I said, the only time the truth is hating is if
you
know
somebody.
I ain't never tried to break up a relationship. Yeah.
No, I ain't never tried to do nothing like that. No.
Right. Okay, question number five. What's the worst case of haterism you ever witnessed outside of what you just told us, which is X?
Man, okay. I guess the post office, oh, my God. Like, but it's a bunch of military people there, too. But, Lord have mercy. It is.
I think the military got them beat. The military got them beat, but the post office is number two on my list of a group of people who
hate.
In my lifetime.
And like I said, the post office is comprised of a lot of military people.
Right.
Yeah.
It goes hand in hand.
It goes hand in hand. They some haters.
It's just a bunch of bitch-made niggas in that motherfucker.
And women. Like, I don't heard all kind of shit. Like, females telling dudes, like, if I walk by and he looking at me, they be like, oh, her booty fake. You know what I'm saying? You saying little shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bitch, why you hating? Like, oh, you know that's a weave. Like, nigga, he know that. He know I had short hair last week and long hair this week. Bitch, shut the fuck up. It ain't toe up like yours, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Post office does have a whole bunch of fucking haters, though. But like I said, they ain't nothing but a bunch of veterans in that motherfucker. And I don't know what the military did. That's why I had to get out, because I couldn't conform to just the mood and the lifestyle of the people in that motherfucker. I just couldn't fit in with them. You feel me?
Yeah,
saying?
I didn't stay long either. So
that's why
I didn't do my full 4 years. I just went on and got out because I was like, no, this ain't for me. Because I don't like you. I can deal with a certain amount of it, but after a minute, like, yeah, I'm ready to thump.
Yeah, because, I mean, I really felt like I'm going to end up really just really doing something to a motherfucker in here. I got to get from around these niggas. You know what I'm saying? And anytime, it ain't like the streets where you can just whip a motherfucker ass and then don't
hear nothing else about it, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Like,
you
like that.
Ass that rank you, even though they dead ass wrong for that fuck shit. Like, that nigga with that second class was dead ass wrong for trying to. It's one thing if you get on to me and I do some shit wrong and you might. Oh, you know, my superior. Now, you told me to do something that ain't. But, nigga, don't try and get loud and pump me, nigga, because you outrank me like, and what, nigga? Because I got stripes, nigga. I show you. Fuck, nigga, I show you. And I showed him. You know what I'm saying? And once that happened, I was really ready to go. Because I was like, you know what? I can't even slap a fuck nigga in their mouth in here.
Yeah,
because
you can't keep on doing that. Yeah,
you know,
it's like, forget it. Yeah, just forget it. It ain't that serious.
So it was time for me to go. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to be. I can't be in no shit like that. Well, I can't really just. You feel me though? Couldn't do it. I had to get out.
I feel you. I totally feel you on that.
That's my number one reason for leaving. One of my top reasons. I had other ones, but that's one of my top reasons. All right, stay on the line. Thanks. All right. 770-676. What's popping?
What it do? What's going on?
What's going on? Who's this?
Michigan girl.
Oh. Damn, I didn't even know who the hell you was. I forgot. He told me this. He said the phone. I don't know this number, so my bad. But I still actually answered the calls in order anyway. It still would have took me so long. I still answered them in order. All right, here we go.
Well, hell, I can't help it. Sprint was taking all day, and my phone still ain't acting right.
I feel you. Episode 195. What makes a hater? I know you told us plenty of times on the show you got haters watching. Who was the biggest hater that you...
I don't remember saying that, but okay.
You did say it on the show. Who is the biggest hater you know, and why do you call them a hater?
Biggest hater I know right now, personally, would have to be my manager.
Your manager's a hater or a dumbass? You got to make sure you be... I told you now. You
both.
Know the whole time.
Both.
And what did she hate on you about? What did she hate on you about?
Okay, you know, we had this project, so I did all of the work, you know, wrote up the report, you know, did all this stuff, you know, presentation. So, you know, I had to come in and do the little presentation or whatever in front of, you know, certain people, the clients and everything. So I did all of that. Everybody liked it. Everybody wanted to give me, you know, little props or whatever. So she tells, you know, her manager, well, you know she really didn't do all of that by herself. I'm like, bitch, I sat here and did all the work. Your ass went home while I was at work at 8 or 9 o'clock at night doing your damn job. Then she told the client, oh, yeah, well, you know, she really doesn't have any manager experience. Bitch, kill yourself. You don't know. Did you look at the resume? I've been a manager before. I mean, she was just like coming up with stuff just because they was like, oh, she did such a wonderful job, and why is she not a manager, and why is she only a supervisor, blah, 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 whatever. So she was just hating. Tried to like put some stuff in my little annual review to keep me from getting the raise that her manager wanted to give me. Just some crazy nonsense just because she couldn't do what I did, and then, you know, everybody wanted to look at her like, well, wait a minute, why are you the manager and she doing all the work and she presenting and she did presentation and she presenting everything.
Right. She's a dumb bitch and a liar and a hater. But I see what you're saying. She did hate because she, you know, she did hate, but she's also a liar. She's more of a liar than a hater. You feel me? She's one of the people who's more liar than
hater. She's a liar and she's a hater because then she was like, she also did some other little stuff like that I thought was so high school, but then I had to realize that, you know, she's younger than me. Like, she went to the team, which she's the manager, I'm the supervisor, so I'm under her, but she went to our team and was, like, trying to turn people against me and, like, saying stuff. And I'm like, bitch, really? Okay. So that's why I said she a liar and she a hater, too, because you just, like, all on some extra shit.
All right. Question number two, what person do you think is hating on the most?
Of course, there most people said President Obama gets hated on a lot. But, of course, I'm going to go with my boy. Well, not my boy, but I'm going to go with my team, even though they made me mad last night. Kobe gets hated on a lot.
Let me tell you something with that. You know, listen. I'm not going to say Kobe doesn't get hated on, but Kobe put himself in a position. Kobe has done numerous
things. I'm not saying he didn't. He did some fuck-ass shit.
But, you know, listen. I don't like Kobe the fuck nigga, but you don't really hear too many people who goddamn say too much about Kobe's actual game.
I do. That's what I'm saying. Because I hear people, oh, I can't stand Kobe. He ain't no plan. I'm like, hold on. Just not like Kobe the person? Because you really can't talk about his game, but they do. They just be like, oh, I can't stand Kobe. He ain't got no game.
I don't hear that. Are you talking about other chicks who just don't like him because he cheated on his wife? Fuck them hoes. They don't even watch.
No, him. I'm talking about dudes. Like, if I got on my jersey or something and I'm out somewhere, every time I wear one of my Lakers jerseys and I'm out somewhere, I guess they just think I'm a chick that, you know, oh, I want to wear a jersey or I don't really watch basketball. So every time I wear my jersey, like if I go to the store or somewhere or if I'm at the sports bar with my homegirls, at least three to five dudes, because of course I do have a Kobe Bryant jersey, at least three to five dudes gonna come, oh, I can't stand that fuck ass nigga, he can't play him. I'm like, really? Now, do you not like him because of the fuck ass shit he did, or do you really trying to say he can't play? Because I want you to tell me who right now is a better player. And it's like, really, I understand not liking him because I don't like the shit he did either. But you really going to talk about he can't play, he ain't no good player?
Yeah, I don't ever really hear that. I hear that. Okay.
And I don't know if it's because I'm a female and they think, oh, she just got on the jersey or whatever.
Yeah, because you can't say that to somebody who actually know about basketball. We'd be like, nigga, shut up. You a fucking liar. You want to talk.
Right, and then they want to look at me sideways like, damn, I shouldn't have said that. Because I'm like, okay, really? Okay, what you got?
Right.
Come on.
All right, go ahead and give it to me. which sex hates them? Which sex hates the most, and why? What's your answer?
Women.
Why do you say that?
Cause, I mean, women are jealous, envious, spiteful, all of that, and all of that leads to hate. I've heard women, who she thinks she is, and I'm like, well, what the hell? All she did was walk by. I mean, she walked by and smiled and said, hey, I don't know who the fuck she thinks she is, what she's speaking to me for. I don't know that bitch. Really? She just being friendly.
Okay, so it's pretty much unanimous. I don't think one person said men. question four, have you ever openly hated on someone or something, even a little bit?
I was trying to think, and I can't think, because anything I say is like the truth. Like, I'll say I don't like Gucci. Okay, I don't like Gucci, but would I say that he not hot right now? No, because that's true, but I personally don't like him. I say Waka Flocka can't rap. Well, most people gonna agree with me, but there's a couple of songs, you know, you in the club, you gonna groove to it, okay? If I don't like a song, I just say I don't like that song. That song gets on my nerves, but I'm not hating on the person. Get your money, do what you do. Hey, if people gonna buy it, get it. But I just don't. Oh, I can't think of a time I've just was like hating on somebody, and I don't use the truth to like break anybody's relationships up or anything. So I can't think of a time.
All right. Let's see. Last question. Okay. What's the worst case of haterism that you've ever witnessed outside of your manager hating on you?
Man, it was these two dudes, and they were supposed to be friends. And they each tried to talk to me separately, and I was like, nah, I got a boyfriend, whatever. So these dudes, now neither one of them knew that the other was trying to talk to me because they friends or cousins or whatever the hell they was. But first they went to my boyfriend at the time and was like, oh, yeah, I seen your girl at the, you know, at the store, whatever, whatever. You know, just some old fuck-ass shit, just lying, you know. And they was trying to say that they seen me with some dude at the movies and I was with my boyfriend. So when that didn't work, then they came back around and came at me and was like, oh, yeah, why you with him? And I seen him with this chick. And I was just like, for real? I mean, just because of how they did it, it was like you tried to holler at me, then you went to the boyfriend, and then you came back around, and then now you hating on him to get me to break up with him so you can try to holler at me. And then the crazy thing was I think they was best friends, and they was both doing the same thing, but they didn't know they was doing the same thing.
Yeah, like I said, most of the time, us guys, it's going to be hating. It's going to be about some pussy we wanted. You know, we're going to hate because of some pussy involved, if we wanted to get or hit or somebody fucking something, it's gonna be this nigga got more money. It's small. You feel me? You know what I mean? It's small. It's a small number of things that you're gonna hear guys really, really hating on. You feel me? But like I said, with the women, it's just, I mean, what you said, those are just bitch niggas. Like, the bitch niggas are everywhere. Bitch niggas are in every hood and every city and every state. Bitch niggas exist. You know what I'm saying? And so you can't get away from them. I think there was an abundance of bitch niggas in the military, though. I think it was an abundance of bitch niggas in the... You know why I think it was an abundance of bitch niggas in the military? While I'm at it, and I'm going to go ahead and end the show. You know why it was an abundance of bitch niggas in the military? Because you got to be a certain kind of nigga to really be in the military. You really got to give up certain kind of lines of thinking. You have to kind of really mind fuck yourself in order to be in there. And I couldn't mind fuck myself. You feel me? Once I realized how you have to mind fuck yourself, I thought I could go in there and be me and just kind of really do me, but just as long as I thought it was more like, I didn't really do my research. Because I went up under extenuating circumstances. I wasn't around a military family. I went because I got into a little trouble and I was trying to get out of Dodge. So I thought that it was going to be like a job where only difference is you got to like say yes or no, so and wear a uniform. But I thought it was going to be like, as long as I do my work, I'm good. You feel me? But I quickly learned that is not the case in the military. You feel me? You know what I mean? It's a whole other lifestyle that you have to just really just mind fuck. You have to really just mind fuck yourself, and they want you to put you really have to put the military before your life, before you. And I was like, what? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I just couldn't get into that whole shit. And you know what I mean? So, you know, I just couldn't do it. And I think that you have to be a certain kind of motherfucker to do that. You have to kind of be a weak-minded motherfucker. You have to be a bit of a bitch nigga a little bit. Now, I ain't talking about being weak, nigga, because you got niggas in the military that are knocking motherfuckers out because they big and strong or whatever. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But you still can be a big, strong nigga and be a bitch nigga. You could be a fighter and be a bitch nigga, because you still got to be the kind of weak-minded nigga that let shit influence you like that, to do whole shit like that. And I couldn't. Maybe it's because where I was from, how I was raised, the hood I was brought up in, that was highly frowned upon. And these niggas was from the motherfucking burbs and shit. And they never even seen, they never even really got no pussy till they left home. And so once they got some pussy, they went ham and went crazy. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I just noticed there was an abundance of bitch niggas in the military. Real shit. And I just couldn't get with them dudes. Straight the fuck up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what that was. All right. Stand by, Michigan girl. Let me get ready to end the show. All right. Well, T. Lewis, did you want to say something real quick?
Yeah, actually, I ain't mean to hit the number one, but you had sparked my memory on something about you didn't ask me the question about something I had it on. I actually did hate on somebody one time. It was about a chick, though, just like you had said. The funny thing was, I got over it though, because I ended up masking her too. So I was just like, dang, what was all that for?
Yeah, I've never hated on somebody about a chick. I one time told a secret, not even a secret. But the thing was, I was actually friends with the chick, and so the chick was like, I know you know, blah blah blah, and I was just like, and me and the dude, we wasn't cool like that, so I was like, yeah, I know, he's like, he do fuck me, I know he fuck with that shit. So I mean, I'm like, why are you with you? And I'm like, I really should have said that I kind of broke a man law when I did that, you know what I'm saying? Just even telling her that shit, you know what I'm saying? But I've never really just literally went to the chick and said, that nigga doing that because I wanted to get that chick. I've never done that. You feel me? I've never went to a chick and said some shit negative about a dude because I wanted her. Never in my life. Never done it. If I can't get on my own court, fuck it. Ain't home. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Yep. Hold on. Jana, before I go, you want to say something? You raise your hand?
No, I'm good. I just wanted to listen in.
Okay, all right. I seen you hit number one again. Okay, all right. So, that concludes the show, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate everybody calling into the show tonight. You feel me? Got some work to do, got some things to get into, so I'm going to go ahead and call it a wrap. K100 Internet Radio, episode 195. Now, before I go, let me really quick once again read to you people, and I want you guys to just really take this to heed, the definition of what a hater really is. A hater is somebody who hates or has a negative view of something that could never really be looked at to most people or almost anyone as a bad thing. You feel me? So, you know, you got to hate on something and make it look, you got to be negative about something that's really something to be positive about to be a hater. A liar doesn't necessarily constitute a hater per se, unless the lie is trying to cause something to happen. But if someone just tells a lie, it just makes them a lying motherfucker. Don't make them a hater. You feel what I'm saying? All right? If someone just doesn't like someone, it doesn't make them a hater. If they don't like their music, it doesn't make them a hater. You feel me? They just don't like their music. All right? If you deny the obvious, like Michigan Girl just said, Kobe Bryant doesn't have any game. Well, you don't watch basketball. If you think he doesn't have any game, you can say he's not one of your top players. Okay, cool. But you can't say he doesn't have any game. When you say that, you're a fucking hater. You can say you don't like Kobe. Well, I really don't like Kobe because he's a fucking bitch nigga for the shit he did, trying to tell the whole world Shaq's business like a whole nigga who does that whole shit, like really kill yourself for that shit, bitch nigga. But nigga, your game is A1. Your game is A1, but you're still a bitch nigga, okay? You haven't gotten past being a bitch nigga yet. Not to me, Kobe. I'm sorry. Still a game, still a bitch nigga. All right, thanks everybody for tuning into the show. I know Michigan Girl like, fuck you for ending the show like that. I'm just saying. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. Holler at you later.